Is it recording?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah. We'll just cut it out.
Bum, because, hey, nah, this will get out somewhere.
You know what? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, innit? Just fucking with you. I'm just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, innit? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
You are now locked in to the Free Shots of Tequila podcast each and every Friday with Marvin Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taste of Fucking Black.
But it's hot in here, man. It's like Mozambique, bruv.
Allow us, my man's in tees, bruv.
It's hot, bruv. Brent's got the Old Trafford lights in here, bruv. Man's got one light there, man. This camera's going to catch my wavy. YouTube comments have been wavy.
Clemens be getting flames, bro.
The boot is... who's my man on the couch with the fog song? I mean, with the fog song shoots.
On YouTube, bro, people just exaggerate and just want to talk shit.
Fam.
I hate YouTube.
Nah, but the thing about... when he did come in, I just think, what are you wearing, bro?
It's like Dan.
Yeah, the shirt as well.
Dan will wear shorts even in the snow.
Nah, but Dan's different though with it though, because Dan is like, the way he does it, Dan's different. You can see what he's doing. But Clemmer's trying to do, like, Dan's just wearing casual Nike shorts with trainers, whereas Clemmer's trying to do style. Like, it's like he was on holiday.
I saw you had a shirt and a hoodie on as well.
You weren't styling, bro. Man was just wearing shorts.
Nah. You're styling. With the Adidas trainers.
You're styling. You were styling, bro.
You were styling, bro.
Like, I saw you when I came from the gym or something.
Yeah. He dresses like you when you go gym.
Yeah, you weren't styling.
What, with a lumberjack shirt on? He had like a flannel shirt on.
Yeah, no.
Shorts.
You put the shirt on the way from the gym.
Fam, that's not what you wear to the gym, bro. You don't wear flannel shirts with shorts to the gym, bro. Like, you wear like either big jacket because it's cold, or you wear like a hoodie or something. You know what I mean? Something sporty.
He was doing a lot still.
Bob, he tried to style on the sly, like. Kev's man, I mean, obviously, like, man would never diss Kev, but at the same
styling.
Time. Sleb was styling, man. The YouTube comments say otherwise, man.
YouTube comments, bro, full of dickheads talking shit, bro. I don't understand how you, man, read those things. That's one thing I don't bother with.
They don't really bother, man, to be fair.
Nah, for me, bro, I'm take that shit personal.
No, I can't take things personal for people who don't know me in it.
I genuinely can. That's why when you sent in the screenshot taser from that guy that was talking about every day my car in my house and what?
The reason I said that one is because obviously I was thinking, is Donnie not going to look in the mirror?
But when I see stuff like that, for me, it's always because even on YouTube, you have same people that say similar things. But when I see comments like that, and then what? What now?
No, but the thing is, those comments, those are bitchy, jealous comments. But like, obviously, when my man said, Marv's a drip, my guy, boy, it's funny, isn't it? Man was wearing double denim that day, he didn't agree with it. What am I going to be like? Oh, fucking dickhead. All right, fair enough.
Yes, I'll take it. Suck his mum, blood.
Nah, man, I'll take it on board. I'll speak to the board of governors. The outfit might never see light of day again, innit? Like, get me? Man's got to take the rough with the smooth. It can't be all positives.
Did you think you was dripping that day?
But no, man was dripping still. The outfit wasn't really... I think it was the angle. Because my legs were up. So what? So the jeans looking kind of like...
Looking dark, man.
It was kind of big, innit? Like, even when I walked to the club, I was thinking...
It was two different colours
of denim. It was, but I was thinking, nah, this ain't looking how I thought it looked on the day. Do you know what I mean? It's what it is, man. You take the rough with the smooth, bruv. Man,
I don't really care about comments, personally.
Waze sold me a dream today, bruv. Got in, you know, and it's like, go down that road. You know, and this is what I need to start doing, checking the whole route first before you do it. Because I'm so used to going down that way.
Oh, you had a
took me to the Woolwich Ferry, blood.
Woolwich Ferry.
It's closed in blood.
It's not closed, but it's closed. Long. Oh, is it closed?
Yeah,
it's closed. Yeah. It works around here.
Bro, I wouldn't even trust getting on there anyway, bro. Drive your whip on the boat.
Bro.
That takes you across
water. There was a queue. I think it's working part time, bro. Oh. When I got there and I clocked where I was, bro, I went the way it says thingy. Blackwall Tunnel, bro. I was like, I am not doing any of
it. I think I've been on a Woolwich Ferry once.
Nah.
It feels like you're going to the Isle of Shepley or something, or Isle of Man or something. It feels like, seriously, it feels mad.
Because you know, you get on them things, you don't want to get on it, bro, and you don't even know where it's going from.
But there's a bridge, though.
What bridge?
There's a bridge, like, literally, where the Woolwich Ferry is, there's another bridge.
No, but it doesn't take you across the water, though.
So where does it take you?
I don't know, but it doesn't take you across the water.
So the next bridge,
The only bridges in London, there's Tower Bridge, London Bridge, there's the Queen Elizabeth or QE2 Bridge, that's Dartford Toll, obviously Chelsea Bridge.
So what's the nearest tunnel by Woolwich Ferry?
Blackwall.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so I had to drive all the way to the Blackwall Tunnel. Blackwall Tunnel at 3 p.m? Forget it.
You know the maddest thing is, it's the other way. Sometimes you're driving on the A12 and you go through the Blackwall Tunnel, you come out the south side.
When I came from Greenwich to the Blackwall
and then you
Tunnel.
Look on the other side, you just feel safe. You're like, rah.
Yeah, no, it looked horrible. Our side was bad, but the other side was worse because it wasn't moving. This is what it looked like when I got there.
I don't understand it. It's chock-a-block all the time.
The maddest thing is, yeah, you know, like, term as well. You know the Blackwall Tunnel, I used to call it southbound and eastbound, but it's not.
Northbound.
It's northbound. And southbound.
Because you're going north of London and south of London.
You're not though.
What do you mean?
Because when you come out the tunnel, you're in east.
No, but
when
you're
come
north.
Out the other side, you're in south.
Yeah, but you're still north of the
just
island.
The
south
you're
of
going. Yeah, no, the direction, but that threw me off. Because when I heard northbound, I said, north now, man. Let's go east from. Talking about, bro. You get me? But yeah. I used to live right by Blackwall Tunnel. Bro, the location is sick to live in though. It's mad central.
As long as you know what time.
No,
leaving.
Just literally, you can get anywhere within 20 minutes, bruv.
All right. Out of, you know what I mean? Shepherd's Bush, bruv, is one of those areas that if you don't live in that area, you don't go there for anything.
But I caught my doubt there. But generally speaking, I mean, as in, if you want to get to Bank, 10, 15 minutes. You want to get to Stratford, 10, 15 minutes. You want to get to Hackney, 10, 15 minutes. If you want to get to West End, a bit longer, but it's just literally up the embankment. Bruv, it's mad central, bruv. When you get to south, just there.
Yeah, like, for example, where I live, Lux is like 20 minutes.
And you still ain't come?
I do come, Lux. What are you talking about?
Not often, bruv.
Well, you have to be there every week or something? You don't miss me?
No, not every week, but boy,
Jeff lives in LA and he's been Lux more than ever. Just saying.
Hello?
Sunday's my day to rest.
Nah, take time, man.
A man, that, Sabbath, lives, bro. Bro, a man that lives in LA comes Lux more than you do.
Bro, girls are coming to Lux asking me about Tazy, though. Sunday was too funny. One girl's like, come. I'm like, what do you want, man? You know, like, not in a rude way, but you know, like when you're just thinking, like, being dumb, drunk, whatever. She said, oh, my friend wants to talk to you on the phone. I'm like, here we go. Obviously, but man's looking saucy today, so she must have heard, obviously. I got the black hoodie on. So I got the phone. I said, yo. Yo, B, what's going on? Your taste. I'm like, hey, what's going on?
Oh, so you never knew it was me?
I didn't know it was you until you gave me the phone.
No, because the girl goes, I'm having an after party. She literally just phoned me and goes, what the fuck, man? Why have your boys locked off so early? I'm like, it ends at 11. She's like, nah, but me and my girls are still in the vibe.
It ends at 11:15, to be fair.
She's like, yo, we're still in the vibe. I'm like, okay. She goes, so I've invited some dudes. I'm like, who? And she goes, this dude in front of me. So who? And she goes, I'm going to give him the phone. So then she's giving him the phone, but I can hear his voice. So I'm like, but I thought he knew it was me. So I'm like, yo, oh God. He's like, yo. I'm like, it's Taze. He goes, oh.
She didn't invite me nowhere.
So what she's saying is she put you on the phone.
Basically.
No, I think she knew it was.
She couldn't have. That's what I'm trying to say. No, I thought you knew it was me.
She knew that I knew you.
How?
Because one of her brethren, one of the girls she was with, was like,
oh yeah, one of the girls. She
was like,
wanted,
oh, Marvin,
wanted,
blah blah blah.
Yeah, she wanted you still.
Excuse me.
One of our girls wanted you still.
No, but another brother just like the podcast, so they knew that man knew you in it. Like, they knew in it. You're moving mad over this still. You're moving absolutely.
Hey, nah. Yeah, I didn't go though. I said, you know what, this, I ain't driving to West, bruv.
Oh, what area was it?
Mom was like, yo, let's roll. I said, big man.
Hey, stop lying, my buddy.
You ain't going nowhere. He goes, where is it? I said, bro.
Why am I lying? Don't lie on my name, bruv.
I said, bro. Park Royal. He goes, woo.
Don't lie.
No, go for Park Royal.
Exactly. It is. But tell the truth. Tell the truth of the story properly.
Tell the truth. I said, you're willing to go Park Royal?
Don't believe Taze, don't try it, bro.
He didn't know it was in Park Royal.
I didn't know at all, bro. Don't try it, bro.
Yo, you was willing Park to go,
Royal, bro. Park Royal's far from everywhere.
Bro, this is what happened with the story, yeah. Taze, the girl gave me the phone.
I'm talking
to Taze. I'm busting joke with Taze.
You
like, yeah,
park your car, bro, and walk through the mountains to reach that destination.
I'm like, all right, Taze, I said, I need to cash up Lux. Like, I'll ring you back in 5 minutes. But obviously, I rang him back in about half an hour, maybe 40 minutes. So I'm like, Taze, what's going on?
I'm cashing up to bare long, bro.
I'm like, Taze, what's going on? Whatever. He's gone, told me the story. He's gone, she wanted me to get some of the man them to roll. So I'm like, roll? Roll to where? Man said Park Row. He said, but I told her Marvin's never coming to Park Row. Then we started laughing. What part of the story has Marvin said I wanted to go to Park Row here, please? What part of the story did man... Park Row? I've been to Park Row once in my life, bruv. Cinema. And even when I went there, I saw someone I knew. I was fuming, bruv. Nah. So I tried to go down the slide. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I only went there when I was filming my documentary because I was working in that hospital, bro. Mm. And I was like, I have no interest in ever returning to this area.
It's far, bro.
Ever. Obviously, where I used to live is calm. It's like 10 minutes up the road.
It's not too far for me to be.
But now that I'm east,
you mean it's long.
No, no, Romford's not that far. Because
from where?
No, I swear to you.
No, Romford's not far from where?
From Park Row.
What?
It's not that far, bro.
It's an hour, bro.
Never.
Which way you taking? I've been there. Yeah, which way you taking?
8406. Back of... Nah. Back against, like, literally, where Brent is, yeah? Back, if you hit the M...
A406?
Oh, is it M11? M11 and A406, just straight down.
Yeah? And how long do you think that drive
is? That's not an hour.
What do you mean it's not an hour?
To Park Row.
Yes, bro.
Nah, bro.
Bro, I drive to my mum's.
At what time?
Doesn't matter what time. When I drive to my mum's, it takes me like 40 minutes. And Park Row is another 10, 15 after.
From where? Where are you
from? From Canning Town.
Canning Town's further than me, bro.
What do you mean?
Bro, you're more towards London. I'm just by the A406.
Okay,
I'm getting
cool.
To the A406 in 10 minutes from my house.
Okay, so add that 10 minutes and then another, what? It's going to take you at least 50 minutes, bro. No, you're not doing it in half an hour. No way.
I didn't say half an hour.
So how long you did it?
About 40 minutes.
And that's not far?
Nah, that's cut, bruv. When you live in Essex, most places are 40 minutes, bruv. If you're going to, Lux takes you 45 minutes to get to you on a Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Now, most of my journeys are 40 minutes.
Would you drive 45 minutes to go see a thing, though?
What's going on here? How's question. Your week been? Productive?
It's hella productive.
Yeah, that's good, man.
No trips to the mountains.
Oh, shit.
Would I drive for? Yeah, I would. But it's got to be a 30. It's got to be 30 though.
Mm.
As in, it's
not
got,
a whim.
Nah, it can't be. I can't be getting there. And she's like, do you know what? Eh? After this pilgrimage, that man just nah. Man drove through, as Keith said, mountains, bro. Better to drink from lakes on the way to your yard.
The Himalayas, you know. Man are traveling through the Himalayas, bro.
Let me whack Bob.
I remember one time I drove to Stevenage.
I don't know how you man do them journeys, you know. I don't
that's
understand.
That's not even in London, bro.
Brother, fatigue.
That's not even in London.
I was in North already.
No, allow me. North what? Where?
I was in North. I was
like, Highgate. Brother, Highgate.
Hey, where were you? North of Stevenage, bro. Where was in North of London? No, like, North of
45 minutes, though.
I'll get out of here. Stevenage, 45 minutes. Taze always.
At night time.
Reading. What was it? Taze is always night time.
Night time.
And it's always Taze was just near the motorway.
I'm not going to lie to you.
What are you sleeping in the service station?
I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah? If a girl hits you up at 1, 2 in the morning and she lives a bit far, I'll do it because...
You're deviant.
No, the roads are clear.
Some man can fall asleep on the motorway.
No, I'm not tired.
Never.
I ain't going if I'm tired, but... You can't hit me up at 3 PM and say, "Bro, I don't like traffic."
I'd rather that.
No, sit in traffic.
No, I wouldn't sit in traffic, but I'll get to you. I'll leave at 7.
Yeah, obviously.
So I have more period.
Well, I'm talking about after
let me
rave.
Get that 2-3 rounds.
Shall be raving in a young Windsor.
No, I'm saying if I'm traveling to the mad ends, bro, we are getting 6 rounds in.
Fam, we're getting. Listen,
ain't no lining left when I leave.
Yeah, exactly. But I ain't going for the one round.
This is a young Mayweather fight out here, bro. I'm winning on points.
You're traveling them ends for one round.
Yeah, but if at 2 in the morning, you think it's bare rounds at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, why not?
After that 40,
you're going to drive
hour,
for time. You're going to pam and be tired.
You're going to sleep.
Nah, man.
Oh, you'll be all right, stay bro. Calm, bruv.
That's like the time that
them man they go there and do balloons, bro. So they're nitrous oxide, bro. Man powered up to Thursday, bro.
They're bare narcotics.
Man's
breaking bad, you know.
That man are going to Jig's house, man, not sleeping for 3 days.
That man smoking meth.
That's like the time, yeah, that I was at a rave with one of our friends, you know who. And then I've got to him, yo, where are you going after? He goes, oh, I got a link in Streatham. I was like, alright, cool.
Even Streatham's far, bruv.
No, we was in South, we was in Elephant Castle. Okay. So he goes, No, sorry, let me rewind. So I've said to him, where are you going? He goes, South. I goes, oh, can you drop me to Sydenham?
Oh,
yeah,
that is nowhere near Streatham, bro.
Wait. Forget I said Streatham. Oh,
okay,
one sec. So I said Sydenham, and he goes, oh, yeah, cool. I'm gonna hold on one thing there. So obviously, I just go to her yard, I'll drop you off. I said, cool, appreciate even if you have to drop me at a taxi station nearby.
I know this is already,
even if you have to drop me at a taxi station nearby, I'll affirm that and just catch the taxi to the yard. The girl's
I'm pinging my line saying, yo, you got me staying up. You said you're going to leave the rave early. I said, listen, babes, I'm coming. Cool.
Stay calm.
So I left the rave. No, I ain't lying. I left the rave at 5. We left the rave at 5, yeah? She still messaged me saying, don't worry, I'm up.
Rah, that's cool. A good wood.
Fam, she wanted the wood. Anyway, we're driving now. I'm like, wait, hold on a second. Why is man on Brixton High Road? And you know, like when you get on Brixton High Road and you're driving towards Streatham? I'm like, I said, big man, where are you going? He goes,
oh, you going, down Streatham. That route.
No, he was going Streatham. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, didn't you say Streatham? I said, no, I said Sydenham. He goes, oh, do you know what this guy done? He phoned the ticket Streatham and goes, oh, shit. Oh, my mum's called me for something. I got to spin back. So we've done a U-turn. He's driving towards Sydenham. He's phoned the ticket in Sydenham and goes, oh, babes, do you mind if I stay there now? The ticket's like, yeah, come over. I said, how? But at 5 in the morning, I don't know how you have a ting waiting up for you saying, yeah, come true. In a totally different ends.
Woman said, look,
bro, I was like, you know
what? Says we have a problem.
And in my head, yeah. Do you mean it worse? She was like, listen, you need to get here within the next 20 minutes. So he was like, listen, I can't even take you to fully where you need to go in it. So I'm going to drop you at a cab station nearby. I was like, yeah, that's fine. I got to the girl's yard at 6:30 in the morning. She was livid. Do you know what made it worse? I didn't even beat straight away. I fell asleep.
Sometimes you have to. You should recharge.
No, but I didn't. That wasn't my intention. I thought
the,
I beat.
The body tells
the
you.
The body crashed.
Yeah, the body tells you, listen, boy, you got to sleep, man.
As soon as I hit the mattress, I crashed. I woke up to her over me like this. It's basically looking at me like, you fucking pussy, yo. I was like, what? We didn't have sex, no? She goes, no. Had me up all night for no reason. Oh, babes. I'm sorry. You know, that day, that morning, we had sex. She dropped me to Stratford. Never spoken to her since.
Yeah.
I don't know where this goes.
You're in group
chat. That's how you know the meat was inadequate, bro.
So you're in group chat getting dissed, bro. That fucking pussy. Even now. When
you can't show up late days with substandard meat, bro.
Man showed up with Romanian horse meat in lasagna.
Bro, you know when, have you ever had minced meat? So when you get the minced meat, it comes, there's different levels. There's the 20% fat, the 5%, and the better quality is, you know what I mean? Taser showed up with 45% fat, bro.
He slapped the girl
was expecting Wagyu beef.
That's grits, bro. Yeah, grits.
I can't lie, that was
the thing is, them last minute beats, there's no point, bro. It's long. Just go home and recharge, bro.
Yeah, but some of them are exciting, though, man.
Do you know what it is? It depends on your level, isn't it? Like, but there's a time when I was doing a little bit too much in life, yeah? So I was very tired. And one thing, my mom messaged me late and was like, come over. I should have declined, man. I said, all right, cool. Say nothing. Send me the postcode. These times, man's falling asleep, but the wheel, all sorts. Anyway, get to the yard, get to the kitchen. Man starts whacking, in the kitchen, yeah? So I'm whacking. She's like, let's go to the bedroom. I don't know what happened, bruv, yeah? Went to the bedroom. I like, bam, I was out, bruv. Out. Out, like a light. So I'm out, yeah? And she's like, you serious? I'm like, you know what? It's been a long day, you know, like long week, whatever. Let me just rest up. And then obviously, like, I'll give you the rest of the wood, the rest of the down payment tomorrow. Man gave you deposit, but I'll give you the rest of the payment tomorrow, like, in the morning. You know what this girl done? Man, she pulled the sheets, bruv.
Take it out.
She said, I want dick now.
Oh.
So, bruv, you know that where man's naked, She pulled the sheets. I was like, you're moving mad. Like, you know, you get mad, but you can't get mad because you're mad vulnerable.
Bro, you can't go there and hold the dick in escrow, bro. But you're telling us.
I'm not even mad. I bring the sheet back. You're being dumb, you know.
Now, the thing is, another thing that people don't talk about is, you know, when you tell a chick that you don't want to beat sometimes and you want to tell her not now and she gets aggy. I'm not sure if I told you man who it is because I can't say his name, but bro, man said the girl grabbed him. Man said the girl grabbed him by his collar, bro. Man says he didn't know. He was like, he was so rattled, yeah?
Bruv.
But the man said she grabbed him by his collar.
Bruv, when girls want dick, it's a mad thing.
Yeah, you can't say it, though.
Bro, she grabbed man by his collar.
You can tell when girls want
dick. You know how aggressive that is?
Because sometimes they ride, if you go over rid you so hard, you're like, bro, you needed this, bro. Like, see proper, like to scoot, you know what I'm saying? Scooting the thing, you're like, bro, babe, you're going to break it. Bro, relax.
Bro, forget even sex, yeah? Let's go back to, like, when a ting just wants to move to you, yeah? And she's being very, like, for example, I'm not a fan of PDA in certain instances, yeah? So this girl has got, like, we're in a rave. She's drinking, I'm drinking, whatever. But I'm thinking we're going to go back to the yard and then do our thing, not in the rave. So, you know, like, a girl, she's come so close to me that if I moved back, it would look like a serious bad up.
I thought you liked that stuff.
No. I didn't say in London. I said when I'm overseas.
I thought you said the thing's what?
If thing's mad wavy, then yeah. But she has to be wavy. That's like an anomaly. The thing's come so close to me at the bar, yeah. I had to kiss her. No. If I moved my face, it would have looked like I buoyed her off. Like, I had to. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
But when you do that, you legalize it.
I know.
Man wiped her eyebrows.
Well, you know, like, bare people are watching, like, thinking, bro, what? Man's nipsing at the bar.
Nah,
in my head, I'm like, what the fuck?
Impossible!
So now I've just opened the floodgates. Now she feels like she could just come. So I said, yo, babes, relax. Bruv, she grabbed my throat. I said, hold on a second, am I a dickhead? So then, as the night's going on, she's walked off and goes, fuck it, I'm going to go dance with my girls. I'm like, no, I need you to understand what you just done. You can't just grab man's throat. What am I? So then I done it to her, but then it looks mad now that I've grabbed her. But I wanted to show her what she did in it. I grabbed her throat. She said, what are you doing? I said, exactly. But in my head, I was looking at my figure. I hope no one saw that. Because this looks mad. Now she's like, oh, okay, cool, fuck it. I'm just going to leave you then. I'm like, no, I'm just saying, like, I only did it because I'm trying to show you that, listen, stop doing that. Now she's being upset, whatever. Anyway, as the night's gone on now, I'm sitting on the edge now. She danced with her girls. But if this girl was KO'd, fam, she just conked, hit the floor, wham.
Mm-hmm.
She was too drunk.
What's she drinking?
I don't know what she was drinking. She just KO'd. And I was like, look at that.
Girls get smashed.
Look at that. Yeah, they can't handle the juice.
And like you said, it's true because people looking from the outside in,
it's going to look mad on me now.
Trust me. It's like your virgin, remember, Far Rockaway. And her bridges are coming to come check up on her. Like, I am not trying to get rid of her, bro. Like, she's not the one that's finished, bro. Like, you know when you're thinking, bro, I took her hand and I put her hand in her bridges' hand. You know one of those ones where you're like, take your mate. I have no interest in what's going on. Bro, like, and the way she was moving, like, you know when people walking past, is that you? No. Bro, like, it was like, no, it's not that.
Bro, I've been there. Bro, there's one time here, one girl came in here and I left early. I only went to cash up and leaving it. But the girls see me and she's coming with her girls, innit? And I know one of her bridges. So as I've left, the bridges message me, oh, this girl's looking for you. I'm like, oh, I lie, man. I mean, I've gone in it, whatever. So obviously Abby does my door. So Abby's texting me like, yo, there's one girl that keeps coming to the door saying, where's Taser? I'm like, I was on the door with you. I saw everyone that come in. Anyone that I know wouldn't be doing that. I don't know who this girl is. So anyway, I've come back. So I've gone to one rave up the road quickly. Then I've come back. Yeah, and I go, who's this girl you're talking about? Fam, the girl is KO outside the dance floor. You know, the security standing like this. Like, what are we going to do with this girl? It was so bad. Like, she's on the floor vomiting. Her brethren are looking at her thinking, what the fuck, man? It's like they don't even want to look after her.
What's going on? What does she drink?
Just normal drink. But you know, like some girls just can't handle their drink.
You want to leave the jacket on so people can see the North Face? What's going
on?
It's cool. I'll see what you're doing.
On YouTube, they will flames you. Like.
AirPod, yeah.
No, the AirPods will flames you. When you ask for the comments on the AirPods, somebody said, nobody was feeling Marvel.
I saw that on the YouTube. Someone was like, my mom is nice. I almost feeling her before the airport. I said, "Raw, is that what? That about the DB? Yeah."
See your Insta verification thing. That made my day, bro. Because when you first dropped it, I can't lie, I was low-key hating.
Bob, do you know everybody was hating on Bob?
I was fuming. I can't even lie. I don't even know why. But
when I saw that, it was funny, bro. Because I was like, they don't message you for that.
Yeah. No, but the thing is, I've got a couple emails, yeah. But then the way I saw it, you know, like when you're in
the man just saw the blue tick in the email and he got guessed.
No.
I just saw a blue tick.
No. Do you know that on your you got iMessage, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes you know your emails are like that five emails, but then the one at the top was Insta verification. I said,
what?
They know. Like, they've recognized, man, for my hard work in the community, brother.
I was thinking, yeah, okay.
All the rubbing
man,
bum, yeah?
Surely you're going to get them.
When I saw
the email,
it was
fugazi,
bro. I was going to style up people, yeah, with that blue tick, yeah? So I went into the email. I said to you.
You're trying to steal man's account.
Bro, Sat said to me, check the email. I said the email. one insta.eu. I said, nah, I've been had, bruv. I've been had.
No, we look like one from Romania, bro.
Bruv, I was fuming.
The one when they tried to finesse me, bro, I tried to finesse me with a Gmail email, bro. I was like, you might have taken
gmail.com.
Bruv, I was like, you might have taken the piss.
But they'll get people, though.
Bare yeah, people. Phishing will, scams work.
Bruv, they will get
phishing,
you,
they're called phishing scams, bruv. Those things work. Bare Netflix ones, PayPal. PayPal, they ran that.
Bear. Bear. I get it all the time.
PayPal, Amazon. Netflix, they did that to
even,
me with Netflix
even
the other day.
Man, HMRC. HMRC. Like, oh, tax rebate. I thought I was like, swear it doesn't. Like, oh, wait, hold on. They don't send emails. They send letters.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, cool. And they don't ask you to log in.
Brown letter.
They
send you that.
They don't
letter.
Ask you to put your bank details in.
Yeah, I've heard.
So that's what they ask
the
people for.
The website is bare weird. Like the suffix will be different. It's not .com. It's like .something. And then there's a comma.
.ku or something.
Yeah, yeah, so it looks like a proper website. So you look at it close and you click that it's proper shake.
Mm-hmm. But some people don't know the difference. So if you don't know what the website's supposed to be like and you don't know that those little things or the emails are supposed to be a certain way, they just sent.
I swear one of our old FDs got...
But yeah, I don't know if you can say that, bro, but true. Yeah, they fell for it and sent bare money up the company.
Is it?
Hella peas, cuz.
The head was hot.
Hella peas, cuz.
Bro, it come out in all of the like the journals for that industry, yeah, bro. Did she keep the job?
There's no way she'll get the job. She must have left, bro.
Yeah, someone came.
She sent one uncle that's bad, cuz. This is not even... This is a big, like...
No, like, I think it's close to six figures.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. This is a big law firm, fam.
Six figures?
Yeah. What uncle's like,
one
transfer,
he hit the bed.
Bro, I know, whatever he was, he didn't even think they were going to send the
fam, he was looking for £5, should he send him like three?
He was looking for £300.
This is it. Should he send him a mortgage?
But then again, it's like the Nigerian Donnie who sold the people the airport.
The airport was like,
5 years it took them to figure out.
Oh yeah, Nigerian.
5 years.
How do you shut an airport, bruv?
Do you know one of my aunties, somebody sold their next door neighbor's house. So the people got there and they were like, "Yo, dog, we just bought this house." I'm like, "No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You did pull off for sale." I'm like, "Yes, you did."
How mad that is.
How can you sell? Nah, it's mad. You do your due diligence sometimes.
But sometimes it's hard though.
How can you buy a house and go there and check it out?
Bro, bare people because they trust it.
But some of these Nigerians have some more peter sense, bruv. They just wash their money everywhere, fam.
Also, some of these Nigerians, I don't know what it is, yeah. They can just gas, bruv.
Facts.
They can gas.
Bare
man,
how do you check it out in Nigeria though? How do you go and check it out in Nigeria? You'll go to the house's days.
Like, I can't lie. I'm not buying nothing in Nigeria that I'm not inspected with the FBI, bruv.
Even if you inspect it, bruv. The certain man are sending peas thinking their house is getting built. They get there, they just land.
And you know what the worst part of that is? Land and a pond. Sent progress pictures. You know that? Yeah, big soul. Progress.
But it's not
pictures.
Even the same area.
But I dropped the kind of quick bar down to take pictures of my actual development, bruv.
Bruv,
you got to go to the land with police. You got to say, listen, oh God, yeah.
Like the police aren't in on it.
No, but if you pay some people to say, listen, they want some of this land, what is it?
Who was it that said that someone had peas for them and they wanted them to pay a bribe to get their pee?
Oh, that's a common thingy. That's a common scam. So basically,
hold on a second. So you have 60 bags of my money, but you want me to give you 20 bags if I can get my money?
So basically,
that's a net 40.
Okay, look at the thingy.
Do you want it or not?
419. So you see, original 419 scam.
Do you want it?
You know, original 419 scams.
Yeah.
You know where that came from. So basically, what they would tell you is, you know, where you get the email where they tell you there's this much money that you've inherited, or there's this much money that we're trying to move around. So let's say you go over to the next country, and because they'll tell you it's mad shade in your country. So let's say you travel to them, they'll pay for everything, first class or whatever. Mm. You get there now. They'll show you probably be maybe bonds or cash, but the money's dirty. So what they'll do is they'll take the money, they'll pour it in the chemical. So then put the money in the chemical.
Eddie money thing.
Yeah, they clean the money. So when the money comes out, the money's clean. Plus he'll tell you, you've got 3-4 M's of dirty money like that. You know what I mean? He's like, the piece is there. All you have to do is buy the chemicals. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, obviously we'll sort the chemicals out for you. So you buy a shitload of the chemicals for 100 racks.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You spent 100 racks on those chemicals, you're gonna go clean 4 M's, bro. You know what I mean? Spend 200 racks if I have to. If I'm going home to clean 4 M's. I've seen man clean the peas and boom, boom, and that's how they used to finesse those people. So you're out there cleaning the peas. Mm. That's how them scams there happen. Because you know when you sit there and you think to yourself, if you have money for me, why do I have to spend money? But when you're thinking, there's 4 mil, I've seen 4 mil.
And I want that 4 mil.
And I want that 4 mil. And all I have to do is buy this stupid chemical. And it's right there. What kind of dickhead would I be not to? And that's how a lot of men would get finessed. These men have brought you to a next country, first class, put you in a nice hotel, big whips to come pick you up. You know what I mean? Go in a lavish hotel where they'll shout out maybe five bags, 10 bags even. Because they know you're selling out 200 racks. You know what I mean? So for them, that's a worthwhile business expense. And that's how they used to get a lot of people. Even with the lottery ones where they're telling people their money's stuck somewhere or they have to pay for A, B, C, and D to get the money unfrozen. It happens all the time to people. But when a lot of people only think about what's at the end, they don't think to themselves, this really doesn't make any sense.
Well, sometimes you get blinded by the lights, fam.
Too bright, yeah.
We're sitting in a first class having all types of hors d'oeuvres, bruv.
I'm telling you,
picked up by a Bentley truck.
I want to speak about it anyway. Fuck it. I know you lot know. You know what I'm talking about as well. Yeah? When they done the whole come and trade, blah blah blah. Can they wolf pay a bag for lessons? Yeah. I remember one time I was in the office. Yeah, and the youth has no idea how to trade. No idea. Well, how he used to gas people. Bro, I used to
when your Donnie said he was killing the markets on a Saturday, bro. Look at you, bro. Man posted, bro. It was what 2 p.m. Market? It was 2 p.m. on Saturday. A man posted that he just made, I think, like two or three bags.
Man said, Hong Kong, I'm killing it.
And everyone was like, that's killing the market. Everyone was like, that's nice.
Understand, this guy used to get people to come in the office, yeah. One time, the guy who was leading, I'm not going to say no names, but the guy who was leading it, he was just like, You ain't motivated enough. We're like, what? What are you talking about? He goes, watch this. Man went for his lunch break, yeah. Came back with a 7-bag Rolly that he just bought in the Canary Wharf train station. You know, they got Rolex there. He just bought it outright. Go, see, this is what motivation can do. I'm looking at him like, bro, there's no peas in my account, bro. I don't care that you just bought it. I need peas. Anyway, I'm sitting there thinking, all right, cool, whatever. So then he goes, you know what? Nah, I feel like I need to motivate you, man. 100% commission for the next week. Everyone's like, are you sure? He goes, yeah, 100% commission. Whatever you make, you keep. Bruv, one you said, yeah, cool. That you got 20 people to sign up the next week. 20 bags went in his account, yeah? Obviously, the manager couldn't get nothing because you said 100% commission. Mm. His dad came in. He goes, listen, the bank flow's looking a bit... What's going on? Dad went mad. He goes, there's no money in the account. It's been 2 weeks. He goes, yeah, because I basically told everyone 100% commission. Bruv, dad was losing his mind. And imagine, because of where
if I clear 50 racks in 1 week, I'm coming back.
I'm done. The trader's dad came in.
Yeah. I'm saying, you think I'm coming from hell. You think you can hit me with 100% commission, like I'm not going to put my all into 2 weeks. That's 7-day trial. And I'm finished. I'm never coming back.
That's a free trial. And what's the time for you to pay?
Cancel.
Cancel that, bro.
I wouldn't have slept that week.
Everyone
would have signed up. My dad, everyone would have signed up, bruv.
So imagine now, how he was getting, because I saw how he was getting people in. So two nice things come in. One Dartsinger, one Brown. She's like a Browning, but the Browning was bare asking questions, bare questions. And he kept on, it's the way he was selling it. He's like, listen, I'm not going to lie to you, yeah? This is how he spoke. I'm not going to lie to you, yeah? I don't have to fucking do this. But you see me? I'm going Mayfair tonight. I'm going Hakkasan tonight. And I'm probably going to go raving in, what club was it? Mayfair Club.
Yeah.
You lot are going home to your kids. I mean, that's not the lifestyle I've chosen. But anyway, so do you want to sign up or not?
That's powering people, yeah, you
know? So the girls are like... Nah, he goes, listen, the financial freedom's mad up here. I'm telling you, look at the view. He kicked his Chelsea boots on the table.
He's a mad salesman. He's sick of it.
He kicked his Chelsea boots.
Went at Chelsea boots early, you know. I can find a way at Chelsea boots over the past couple of years.
Yeah, he was ahead of the game, bro. He was knee deep in them Essex Street stuff.
He kicked his Chelsea boots on the table. And he had like a was it a fag? He should have had a fag or something, but he didn't like
it. It must have been a cigar.
He was just chilling. He goes, listen, this could be you ladies. Oh, so obviously, what are the girls just thinking? Nah, like, he's getting me. But the other girl's like, no. Like, okay, so what do I have to do? He goes, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know fuck all about trading. I'm here to make paper. Are you signing up or not? Do you know what? I don't even need you to. There's the next two people coming. Are you signing up? That's how he's talking to them. I'm like, what?
How's a man going
to... He's about to fleece two bags out of these girls and this is how he's talking to them.
No, but that's the confidence. You know, that's you treat people like you don't need them.
No, but I don't understand how this is a trading platform.
I know.
And you have told me that you don't know nothing shit about trading. But I'm still going to stand up. Oh my God.
These people, they don't see. Most thing is, if you want to learn how to trade...
It is lifestyle.
Those are them bringing people where... They came in for the trading, but we just want to make money anyhow. Mm. So if, you know what I mean, if he don't know how to trade and he's making all of this P, we're winning. Because we don't know either. That's how people see it.
In their head, they're just thinking, just, fam,
that's what you sign up for a first aid course. you get to the first day call, man say, look, you sign up for what?
I couldn't even tell you where someone's esophagus is.
First day of med school, you spent 30 bands. I can't lie to you. I don't know, I ain't got a fucking clue about this medicine.
I don't know what a pulse is.
It gets worse though.
But
it gets worse. It gets worse though. So obviously that week's gone now. Yeah. So let's fast forward about another week or two. He's obviously got money now. So he's like, listen, do you remember non-farm Fridays? Some news is going to come out on a Friday and it dictates what the market's going to do. Mm-hmm. So the way he sold it to us is that the news comes out around 9 or 10 and then it will either cause the market to go up or go down. What's it called? Bull or bear. Yeah, bull or bear, that's it. So he's like, listen, I got 10 racks. Everyone's like, right. Everyone came into that office early. You're putting 10 racks on the market? He goes, yeah, fuck it, why not?
Is he when he was putting my man's peas on?
He put his own 10 bags. His own 10 bags. This brother wears glasses, yeah? He can't see. 10 bags. Fam, he didn't click the button. He told the youth to click the button. He said, listen, whatever the market says, bull. All right, cool. The youth went bare.
Ah!
So he thought he won. He thought, yeah, I'm up. Bruv, the account, it said your account has now been in, what's it called? Not administration.
Remission.
Nah, what's the saying?
What is it, bro? Cancer in the account.
What's the saying? Either way, the 10 bags are skyped.
Oh, so wait. So he told the next man to press a button for him.
The brother went bare.
I can't lie. I see you.
Wait. He got worse.
I would have kicked him in the face.
He needs a face trade for me. Because he's in debt. He's in debt max.
Hey, remember I said he wears glasses? Yeah. Man took off his glasses to see better, man. He goes, the bank balance is saying zero. What's going on? Everyone's doing this.
But I also called the bank, you know. Like, hey, I think you made a mistake.
Everyone's doing this in the office. Like, there's about 8 of us. Everyone's like,
man said bear. You fucking pulled.
Hey, bear. There's a bear in the account.
A man skied 10 bags legit in about 10 seconds.
You have to rush, man.
My head was hot. Man better start selling front, bro. I need my pee back.
This game ain't for me, bro. That was the last day. I phoned Keith. I said, Keith's like, get out now.
One click of a button, 10K goes like that.
10K.
Yes.
Nah.
Man needs to open LinkedIn that day because he's working for
me. When I first went in that office, I started doing mood boards, bro. I had an X6 on there. The yard in the middle. Bro, I thought I was going to win. We thought we were going to win. 2 weeks in, I said, nah, this is iffy. And another thing that was iffy, yeah, these men were doing fraud. These men were doing Uber Eats to the building. Imagine Uber Eats, yeah, telling the man, yeah, the floor in the building. And you know you're doing fraud. I'm like, you lot are moving very booky right now. He goes, ah, nah, it's cool. That's where it was starting. It's a bit shady. And certain girls were coming in, bare IG babes in the office.
Like, hey, what?
This sounds vibing, bro. It was.
It sounds like Dubai,
man. Until they hit Twitter, and it was like, yeah, fam, it was a vibe in there. Do you know what I mean? You get that. And then this is when
Mandem were doing Wolf of Wood Green.
Yeah, and this is when Uber first came out. So I used to get Uber to my yard.
What's Wolf of Wood Green?
Man, wait there. Go in, have a shower, chill my mom.
Yeah, you're doing a lifestyle.
Hop back into the Uber to go back to Canadian Wolf. This is when Uber first came out, so the Uber driver was waiting.
For Northwest to ferry.
These men were paying for it. I was like, yeah, fuck it, why not?
During rush hour, you know, the young surge.
Yeah, I didn't get trained. I never ever got trained to work. I was getting Uber. So in the morning, I call an Uber and I firm the traffic.
So I remember them are always Ubers, always
And then one time we were at Raven, yeah? And we were at Mayfair Club. And the same guy said, I'm getting a table tonight. But can you not chip in a bit? But I'll pay the majority. Everyone's like, yeah, cool. We was in there. This is the first time I drank Dom P. I had 2 Dom P's. I was waving. End of the night. Everyone was gone. I was there like, wait, hold on. I said, what's going on? Donnie's there. The guy with the receipts, the waitress coming. Yeah, it's time to pay. He's looking around. He's drunk. He's looking around like, I've only got what?
What, and you were still there?
I was still there, but I told him in advance, like, if you think I'm paying, I'll go home. I don't want to do it. I told him straight, I don't want to do it. You've booked a hotel room in Mayfair Club. You've gone raving in Mayfair.
this is sounding too expensive for me. Again, I haven't made no money. I'm just rolling with these guys. I ain't made no money.
Man wants residue.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, listen.
I'm with him.
At the end of the day, if you're going to pay for everything, cool. But these men have made peas that have got clients. Mm. Remember, I was bringing a bare road man up there. And these men were like, yo, Tay, this sounding too... So they were like, nah, I'm not
interested. You're lucky.
They were like,
exactly. They used to dash off the 44.
I brought a lot of road.
Because I know one person, one of our bridges, I know my guy still owes him 5 racks from that.
I see what I'm saying.
You know who I'm talking about. Yeah, he still owes him 5 racks.
So with me, I was bringing bare room. I'm like, listen, I've been on the roads. Money isn't this easy to make, fam. I'm not gonna lie to you. So nah, I'm out.
That's when you're like, don't.
But if you hit it, and I see you're shining, then I'll invest. So I'm like, all right, cool. I need to shine. I need to be the person to show and prove in it. I didn't get the chance to show and prove. I ain't gonna lie. That's why I didn't post the picture. But I had a picture with my feet on the table as well. I was like, let me hit 5 racks.
Can you post it now, though?
For what?
To look back and say, listen.
I'm coming a long way.
We're in Chelsea boot as well.
I'm coming a long way. Remember his own Chelsea boot.
That's another thing as well. They were proper adamant on this.
Oh, you're in a suit. Enjoy this.
Yeah, because the first impressions count.
But for me, I wasn't bothered about that. I was just like, if you have pee, I don't care what you're wearing.
No, but it's about presentation.
Yeah, I know. It's like the ACN dons. I ain't gonna lie. The ACN got me.
If you're rich, and you're making peas, it doesn't matter. If you're trying to finesse, you need to look the part.
Yeah, you need to look the part.
Bro, you were telling me about this one Don. He's traveled from Birmingham to Manchester to sign them up to one thing. You know what I mean? And he was like, yeah, he's talking about we can make this amount of money and boom, 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 boom. And I've said to him, right, this person is telling you that you can make this and this and this. He's driven from Birmingham to Manchester in a shit car to come and tell you that you can make all of this money so he can help you make this money. Has he made any of it yet?
Right, where's your piece, bros?
But I'm not going to lie to you.
I've
taken bare L's, you know.
Man drove from Birmingham to Manchester. It's not even like, Marv, I'm coming from Catford to East. Man's driven from Birmingham to Manchester. Man's gone through bare cities.
Man just about got there in that whip.
Bro.
Man came in a tractor, you know, to come and see you. Man broke down 4 times, you know.
Even
oil stains with his car.
And that was my question. I was like, simple.
You know the oil thing in the car where you pull the long thing out and you wipe it first. Then you dip it back in and you take the oil.
Uh-huh.
I'm not lying to you. People don't see the side. Like, I've taken bare oils. I remember... Yeah, I got sucked in. The reason why I got sucked in, yeah, is because there was one device.
Name, bro, said this company you were working with.
It was the device, bro. It's the way they sold it, bro. They were like, there's a device here.
I was going to tell Taser, leave that alone.
There's a device here. You can connect to your...
Taser's a skip, bro.
To your, what's it called? Your house.
Any money making savings audit, you know.
No, but do you know what it is? It took me.
Man was doing provident, you know. Man was doing provident loans, you know.
It took me.
I'll do that as well, still.
To realize, you know what? The only way to make the most money you can is to focus on your strengths. So just do events and bang out more events. So I started banging out more
events. Why do you still front?
Stay calm, brother.
You said work on your strength.
Yeah.
And your strength is whacking bum.
You might actually have the G-Wagon now.
I feel like there must be some kind of health and safety. You know, it's just like the food thing, way of the hygiene rating. You know what I mean? That's the bare minimum, at least. You know what I mean?
Got the text message, bro. What'd you do?
Set man of sharing there as well.
It's like the poster when you have to bend your knees, bro. You get me?
I was going to say to you, man, he was telling these men, remember our bridging, and he said no to beating the chick and she grabbed man by his collar.
What do you mean, his collar?
You know who it is.
What do you mean his collar?
Grab man hit like his, he said. Like,
his collar, yes.
Security.
Let me show you. It's this person.
I'm fucking dead.
You know what? Yeah, I can't lie. It don't surprise me.
I'm fucking dead. I bet it was 2 hands.
And if you think about how big he is as well, bro.
No, she's big though. What do you mean? She's big, cuz. She's got them broad shoulders.
Grab! What?
Grab my Yakini, you know.
Bro, the way she grabbed him, he was like, huh?
I could see it.
He was proper rattled.
I was supposed to pull out a bird on top.
Has a girl ever tried to like grab your neck on a slide? Not like a proper grab, but she's on top and then.
I don't like that.
Come on, man. Behave.
Nah.
Because it's not like a proper grab. So but you're trying, like,
with that. Yeah.
It's here, then it.
I can't lie, I quite enjoy breathing, so I'm not on this.
It's not even a breathing thing. Don't disrespect man up there, you know. Like, allow it, innit? Stop.
Yeah,
man.
That little bit of power you have for being vertical above me. Yeah, yeah.
You can't like, do that, bro.
I've done a grab bad, bruv. Like Undertaker fan. What's going on?
Yeah, that's scary, rise bro. Up. Now, but let me go back to what I was saying. So the device here, you connect it to your house line and it connects to Wi-Fi. So all those people that call back home, you don't need calling cards. Okay. You just call the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, I'm going to make a killing, bro. I'm going to send it to all the aunties that I know. Word of mouth. It's going to be a mad thing. So literally, you can be back in Ghana or Nigeria and you literally just call a number and boom, it goes through. I tried to sell it to my Bridget's auntie. But the questions she was asking me, I was rattled. I'm like, listen, all you got to do is just plug it in and phone the number.
I use calling card. Another one.
But they're so used to calling card. You didn't understand what I was saying. I was like, yeah, this ain't going to sell. I'm saying to my boy, you know your boy's talking down to you. Oh, you're not motivated enough, Taze, man. Come on, man.
You don't want it, bro.
You don't want it. You don't want it. I'm like, listen, show me your bank balance first, bro. Come on, show me your bank balance. I don't need to show you my bank. I said, oh, wait, hold on a second. I need motivation.
Motivator.
Peter's going into your account. Let me see. Couldn't show me nothing. I was like, nah, fuck this team, man. But then, I don't know. My boy, one of the guys who's the main manager of it is a guy I went to school with. That's why I'm a bit skeptical. Like, I legit went to school with this guy and he's clearing Lambos, Bentleys, everything.
Yeah, because he signed up for 5,000 people.
You have to pay for
5 million. Like, 5,000.
Yeah, you got to pay. At the time, you got to pay 300 and.
That's why man's
eating.
What I'm saying is, once you pay your 320,
yeah,
you want to make money as well, innit?
I hear you.
Was he one of the pyramid schemes? Was he one of the first ones?
Everyone paying 300.
If he's one of the first ones, and for him, he can actually show fruits from his labor because he was one of the first. So all of the people are going to go to where? Him.
Yeah, no, but okay, so.
No, think about a rave. As a rave. If he was holding a rave and he was selling tickets on Shubs for £325 and he sold out at 300 venues.
But what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, you're not paying £325 without you thinking. So basically, you pay £325, you join the pyramid at the bottom. In order for you to rise, you got to get more people. So for you to start making your chain, you got to get 10 people.
When you sign up, he gets money for everyone signs. No,
when you sign up someone, so if someone signs up and they give you free bills, so they sign up to play free bills.
No, listen, if I'm the first person,
yeah,
I sign Marv. Yeah.
All right, so how much does Marv
give you? So I got to get £320 from free.
How much of that 320 do you get?
That's why I don't know.
Exactly, because Marv gets a chunk of that 320.
What I'm saying is how it starts. So Marv, I've got Marv, you and you, as my free. Once I get free, I'm not really technically supposed to sign anybody else because you three now have to get another free. In order for you to
he's taking the heat off everything.
What I'm saying is he's at the top, so I'm seeing what he's doing.
So it's one man.
That's why I believe it. That's what I'm trying to say to you.
Oh, yeah. So you're just basically trying to copy what he's doing. You don't care whether the man is selling. You're just trying to get the man to sign up.
He's all the way up there. He can't bring me in because he's all the way at the top. So everybody,
man's doing Lambert off Wi-Fi to answer
you. Because you got to remember, because when I went to the seminar, let's say there's 500 people in there. They're probably all under him, but not directly. Someone's brought them in somehow.
That's why he's got all the money.
He's still at the top of the pyramid. It's mad. And in order for you to make P, you got to sign about, I think it was like 7 to 10 people. So you're motivated to get bare people. But you're sending a broadcast. This is going to have some of the people in that broadcast as well. So everyone's just getting broadcast. So you're phoning man, let me come check you. I ain't seen you in a long time.
Things are
you're going there before there. You know it. You turn on the FIFA. Now, before you play FIFA, 1 second. Presentation's open. You're thinking, big man, this is already told me, allow it. So that's what started happening in the ends. Everyone's like, I know my man's done it. So he got bait. So then he was like,
he flew out. This nigga because of that.
You don't talk to him, though.
Yeah, he was doing it as well.
My brother, don't talk to him, bro. My brother was so furious about it, yeah? Like, man invited him to the meeting and stuff like that. My boy was so disgusted. My boy locked him. They were brother. My boy cut him off, bro. Man was like, fuck off.
My sister invited me.
I need to beat up the girl, bro.
No, bro, it's furious because where they invite you?
Bro, it's Heathrow.
Oh.
I don't want to do Heathrow for this meeting, bro.
I went Kingston.
What the fuck?
No, Elin.
Elin's talk. I thought you went Kingston from Northwest.
Heathrow. Am I picking up my mum and dad from the airport? I was fuming, bro.
That is dead.
Heathrow at 9 in the morning.
But I'm not going to lie, the way they get, obviously now that I'm on the outside looking in, I was thinking, bro, the way they get you is I probably just gave you a bill, say, yo, this.
I don't even understand how you were in the inside, like, looking in. No, not you.
That's the way they get you. They didn't get nobody. As soon as I got there and I heard them, they go start doing the clapping and stuff, I said, I need to leave, bro.
Because someone will say, yeah, I want to, because they'll ask you, do you want to change your life today? You're thinking, yeah. But
the thing is, if your life is not in the situation you want it to be, And then
it's easy to get sucked in.
You're more like, you're searching for hope.
I was broke.
But you're somebody who's still more rational. You're still gonna behave in terms of like, okay, cool, this doesn't make sense.
Marvin's just skeptical of everything, so he's the last.
That's a good way to live in this world because everybody's out here trying to drink.
You gotta be skeptical because like, but my dad's done a lot.
No, but at the same time, yeah, there are people that have done those things and made peace because they're jinnels in everyone else.
Yeah,
if you actually do it and you can get bare people to sign up, you can actually eat from it.
Bro, that's a real, real joke.
Someone was doing this coffee one that come around.
The coffee machines.
It's not even a coffee machine. It was these coffee, some new special coffee. Every time I met this guy, he was trying to get me to sign up.
He was in Kenya,
he was in this place doing X, Y, and Z. Same thing. But he's basically just getting people to sign up and then he eats a percentage of the sign up fee. And he signed up hella people. So he made money.
He's not even having to move any units.
It got to the point where he wasn't moving anything. He would move some here and there, but he's just got people underneath and he's eating up the sign-up.
The funny thing is,
with them things though, if you sign up a lot of people, you get a lot of disgruntled people as well because...
Then they're after you when you're the middleman.
That's the downside of being the middleman, even when it was jobs or whatever. You are in the worst position because when ish hits the fan on that side, people on this side are complaining or people on this side are complaining. You see what I mean? You always have...
The funny thing is, being the middleman, you can make the most money with less risk.
For example, I was speaking to
one guy that I ain't seen in time, yeah, and he's like, yo, I heard you're killing the events team. Can I get some advice? I said, what do you want to do? He goes, I want to do dry hire. I was like, I'm not really keen on dry hire. That's just me being honest. He goes, why? There's bare piece to be made. I'm like, explain it to me. And I'll show you where there's holes in what you've done. He goes, all right, cool. So he's going to get a venue for 5 bags because when you get dry hire, the venue costs BMP.
A venue for kidding?
That's one.
What's dry hire?
Is when you just get the space.
And basically, you have the bar as well.
And you got to start the bar. But you can get sale and return. So you don't really spend money on alcohol. You can get a company that will just come and whatever you use on the night, you pay for that. So you can do that.
Sale and return, you need to be careful because if it's a box of 6... and you take one out of that.
You're not taking that box back.
It's got to be full boxes.
don't
let people be thinking.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Bro, I'm making this. Yeah, I'm giving them four Ciroc, the Asian man's telling you.
So you got kind
of box, man.
No boss.
But pay for all. But what people do, yeah, and like Keith said, people always look at the end. People see, I'm paying £30 for Ciroc. I'm gonna sell it for £120, like they do in the clubs. Cool. So you've made £90 profit. But I said to him, be realistic. How many people are gonna buy Ciroc? Realistically, because all you're gonna do is invite bare girls for free. Them girls are not spending. Let's be real. Yes. Girls are not spending. So you're going to do a venue of 400 people. You're going to want about 250 girls. So let's say 150 guys come. Each one of them guys is going to spend a bottle, buy a bottle. He goes, that's the plan. I said, cool. So 150 guys are going to buy a bottle each. Yeah. So you think you're going to make what? What's that? 150 times 100, for example.
Back for...
That's what you think he's going to make, yeah? So, no. That's more than that.
That's 10-5.
10-5. It's 100.
150 times 100.
150 times 100, yeah.
What?
It's 10-5.
But you ain't making that, so don't worry.
It's 15 racks. I was right.
15 racks.
I said that, and I thought I was in the wrong.
So 15 racks. So he thinks he's going to make 15 racks off the back of one bottle each. I said, but on average, people ain't going to do that. I said, give me an example. I said, you've done events before, right? He goes,
how many people in events?
Mandem, that's the problem with Mandem. I said, they base things on best case scenario.
And I said, don't do that. I said, base it on worst case scenario. If you make a profit, you make a profit. I goes, last time you done an event, what was the bar spend? He goes, about 8 bags. I said, cool. The event before that, he goes, 8 bags. I said, so why do you think you're going to make 15?
It's going to double.
I said, let's average it on 8. Cool. So you spent £5,000 on a venue. You're going to spend about £1,000 on DJs, marketing, all that, blah, blah, blah. Staff, girls, bar, all that stuff, yeah. That's £6,000 you've spent, yeah.
How much are you going to spend on drinks?
And then, no, let's say he does a sale and return. But let's say he spends about two bags on drinks. Yeah, so let's say two bags on drinks. Six. So what's that? 8 bags now. You spent 8 bags. So cool. Let's say everyone buys a ticket, average it at £10, whether you start at 5 up to 15, but average £10 a ticket, yeah. You fill it out, 400 people. That's 400 times £10.
That's four bags. Yeah. Your bar's going to make eight bags. Yeah?
That's 12.
That's 12. You've spent about eight bags doing the event.
Yeah.
So how much profit have you made?
Four.
Cool. I said, I'll get a venue for free, get 400 people, buying £10 tickets. How much have I made spending nothing? Four bags. Man was rattled. He dropped the weight.
With no headache.
Yeah. With no, and that's spending no money.
And that's what man don't take in.
I said, so you're going to do all of that hurrah to make four bags. I'm going to do nothing. I make four bags.
Bob, it's like an event we
got. He phoned his boy straight away. He said, bro, listen, Taser makes sense still. We're going to have to change the idea. The event. His boy was
right. It's like the event we got invited to, you know what I mean, in Easter, we're not going to say where. When we got there, their man spent hella peas on putting together. And when we got there, the first artist was performing to us. We got there and I was like, this is your first event and you man have pulled all the stops in terms of paying for this and this. But again, you know what you say where people don't know little things, where things you'd know if you started off small, like
man said little things. They didn't even do any promo, bro.
And this is it, like you were saying, Taser,
a lot of people to come there,
a lot of men don't know that you booked the artist, but you ain't paying for no promo though. You know what I mean? If it's not in the contract.
But
they ain't doing it.
Me personally,
they didn't even do promo themselves. I didn't hear about it.
Me personally, I would never. I know. What
yeah, what that's what I was like. Yeah.
What's going on here?
That thing, I was like, you know what?
Why you gotta say it, bruv? So now I've got to look through the audio and blame.
That's about it. So it is what it is, bruv.
Yeah, but we knew where it was. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was them. You know what I mean?
It was like fucking, like, for example, when I started, I've always told myself.
Capacity will be like 10 racks, isn't it? 10,000 people in here.
It'll be sick to do a concert. You know, you want to be that guy who brought over Rick Ross and brought over blah, blah. So obviously, I had a mentor at the time. And Rick Ross came to Hammersmith.
Yeah.
So he made it because he can sell. That's the thing. If that's your strength. He can sell. So he made it seem as if it was his event. Everyone thought it was this guy's event. Come to find out years down the line, my man had a 5% stake in this event. 5%. I was like, huh? This don't make no sense.
Stay calm.
Because that was his strong point. So they got him on board to say, listen, help us push the event. As in, we'll save money doing promo by using you, but then you can make extra change.
There's no way you can give me 5% for that.
No, because I'm like, raw, like, so how much does the event cost? But what people don't realize is that the reason why Live Nation and all these companies do these concerts,
they have enough money to
go up front. Make the money from the concerts. They don't make the money from concerts. Like, Wireless is probably happily turning over 5% when they sell out. 5%, 5 to 10% profit. You're not happy with that. You're not willing to invest.
Sponsorship.
You're not willing to invest so many 120 bags to make 12 bags. You're not willing to do that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They can, because think about it. Every time an artist comes,
six bags, blood.
You think they make that less? That little.
How much they spend.
I understand that, but the outgoings, the income.
But you got to remember, they've got a stake on everything else. The moment my man comes out on stage, Spotify's boom. They've got a percentage of that. The moment,
so they invest in different sponsorships and so on and so on.
Like, they're not just seeing the money on tickets. They're seeing the money everywhere else. So you coming out performing for half an hour, but you're going to be on the charts for another 3 weeks. They see a percentage of that. As a promoter, I don't see that.
You don't.
So for me, booking an artist to perform and think I'm going to make profit on that doesn't really make sense.
And again, their willingness to be apart from their money for a whole year. So they can pay.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Can put down 200 racks now for a show that's not happening for another year.
And that's what you got
to
do.
If I book an artist, bro, I am following the artist everywhere,
bro. Imagine that.
You know, in your club, and an artist talking to a chick.
You book Chris Brown here today for July. You're texting him every day. Big man, I beg you don't be in the media for no bullshit, bro.
You say Chris Brown's involved to fight Jesus. Your heart must be doing scans every time the news comes out.
When Chris Brown got booked and he had the issue with Rihanna, bare people want to collapse.
Man said, because you don't get your deposit back. You know what I mean? You don't get your deposit back. You got to pay half up front. So if he's fees,
and you know, he was a minimum six figures them times as well.
Yeah.
You see when they booked MMG to come, and then in the end, like, Meek couldn't get.
He was never coming. They knew that.
No, but Meek was never going to come.
So they just put him on there.
Because I know one girl, who was doing that campaign.
Yeah.
She tried to jinnles me. But this is what they've done, And I thought, you know what? It's a sick idea, but I'm not a dickhead. They had a competition with DJs, innit? Because they wanted DJs to push. They wanted to use DJs. So what they said was, got all the DJs on. It's not even sick. It's dumb, but it worked. Get all the DJs on board, Whoever sells the most tickets will open for Rick Ross.
That is
so. Imagine you sell 1,000 tickets,
mashing
but
work.
He sold 1,001. he's opening for Rick Ross.
Oh, is he? Like, I won't buy 100 of them.
He sold the Fulton tickets. What does he get?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
That's how bad DJs are getting
from their side. But if you're a DJ, you're wallowing.
Bare DJs are promoting it. I was like, you man are dumb. Like, you don't really think.
There's only one of you I could with you, though. That's tough. That's supposed to be a set. Okay, by the way, I got tickets. I got tickets for you in the middle of the night.
It got to the point where that people started clocking, like, this ain't making no sense. Then what I started seeing was pretty girls. Bare IG girls are promoting it. Ah, I got to guess this for cheaper. Because you know what he done? He just done the math. He just looked at SSE Arena. He saw 10,000 tickets, divided it by 40. I'm going to make 400 racks. That's what he did. Man built a whole new ticketing site. He didn't use Ticketmaster, AG.
You know how much money people make off the booking fee as well?
Yeah, he built his own ticket website and started sending tickets on there. And obviously, as a consumer, you're thinking, this doesn't look authentic.
I just clocked something. I'm used to
buying tickets on Ticketmaster.
I just clocked something that popped into the group. I'm not sure if it was last year or the year before. And
that first clock, that
you know when you know which names were. And their man had their own ticket where they were selling it.
Mm.
I don't
know. Yeah, I was selling it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure which one. Did that have happened?
No.
At the event?
That never happened. It didn't exist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I just clocked it. That's another thing. I just clocked it because I was like, that went under the radar.
That's like another, like,
that was like Drake,
College Link Up.
See College Link Up, yeah? When the people telling me about, I was like, safety, man.
I was so happy when it flopped, bro, because I didn't get tickets.
It wasn't going to happen anyway.
I was like, you man, safe.
This one was big.
When people told me, them times, secret location, later. You got to drive your secret location.
You could do it.
Yeah, secret location.
No, the way they did it,
this is obviously, we're on college in time, so this is the first time I've ever heard of secret location.
Now, every single Red person in ends was going about to that event. Yeah. Everyone said they had to.
You know what? I don't experience fear of missing out. I don't experience that. I was like, you man, when it flopped, I was laughing
at my bridges. That was the first.
What's it called? Fire Festival.
That's one of the biggest finesses I've seen.
No, Fire Festival. That should have had a documentary. I watched the documentary only 2 weeks ago.
Fire Festival wasn't a finesse in my opinion.
It was something,
bro. See, that's because days flopped. Did you watch the Hulu one?
It wasn't a.
I told you, watch the Hulu one.
No, because they didn't set out to finesse people.
Yes, bro.
College Link Up set up to finesse.
Bro, I hear you, but they knew.
Billy set out to finesse people. If you watch the Hulu one, that's why I sent it to Matt. Matt will tell you. Matt watched the both of them. It's the same thing. When you watch the Netflix one, you're like, something that went wrong. No, if you watch the Hulu one, he did that shit. Like,
no, I can't lie. Fire Festival of
Bro, when they're asking him things,
I feel like he was trying to finesse the investors to say, all right, cool, you know what? I'm going to lie to you to get more money to make sure this goes ahead. Whereas, like, and it just didn't happen in the end.
If you see the way he was stinging it and so many things that went wrong and so many other things behind the scenes, yeah.
Okay, cool,
that's when you start to realize that there was no way in hell.
When I saw the food that man got.
Bro, one of the hosts, one of the guys who used the sandwich.
One piece of cheese.
I'm freaking everybody on the island. One of the guys who was working for the other marketing company because he's in the Hulu version of the documentary and they're interviewing him properly. And Johnny was like,
But would you reckon that would work here?
Bro.
What?
Finesse people like that.
No.
People will kill you.
If you go
where your house, Valerie Hand, bro.
Where? Redding.
The original idea of Fire Festival, as in the luxury part of it, the models, like, do you reckon it could work?
No. We don't have money like that.
Who would you get? Right, what location would you use?
Apart from that, it's the location thing, because they were trying to sell villas and this, that, and the other. So where is it in the UK that you can get a venue? Like, say you're doing it at Wembley.
Or Butlins.
Or you're doing it at Wembley or something. Where can you get enough unless you get like
bro, parks
or
something. That Donnie didn't have any of that. Think about it. He sold Taser, and that's why I was like, it was never going to work. This Donnie sold villas, bro. Man sold six-figure villas.
It's going to be intense.
Man sold
six. He's selling villas.
Bro, man sold six-figure villas. He don't even have the design shit for it.
Gatsby, you know it's tense, and it's muddy, and you manage to
where are you going to get villas?
All you need for Glastonbury is a sleeping bag, some condoms.
You have to do that.
And you don't even have to wash.
I think you could do it from the UK, but you have to go to like maybe Spain or something.
You got
to
do it.
Okay, so you've been selling.
Remember when they went Portugal for that event? I had a certain man is still in jail.
Now you see Afro Nation, for example.
No. You know, certain man is still in jail from last year.
Yeah.
Bro, my manager was there. She's like, they're licking off shots. She's like, it's his Gaza.
They had the video where they were swinging in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Heard man was still in jail over there.
What about fight burners in Portugal?
You see Afro Nation, yeah.
Like, obviously, I don't think they accounted for how many people are going to come. Because some no. Because some people are staying hours away.
This is in Dam, right?
Wait. What do you mean hours away?
Bro, the accommodation within an hour of where it is, it's all gone. Right. So if you book now, you're staying a good hour and a half, 2 hours away.
Is this the one that saw some girl that had hired out like?
Yeah.
And they want to
swing her.
She's a G. She's not a G. She had to cancel them, and she got cold feet and
cancelled. Okay, well, realistically, what she should have done?
What she should have done is, you know what I mean? I've got these 10 rooms here. You know what I mean? You send me the money now. You know what I mean? And I'll pay for the room and I'll send you your thingy. So she, the room could have been a bills, and she said, you know what? I'll charge you two bills for the room. She'll take the bill, pay for the room, send them there. You know what I mean?
Because it's still legit. It's still legit. Yeah, we'll just do this phone the hotel and say, listen, I'm legit. Not coming.
Yeah.
But these are the guests that are staying.
Yeah, because she would have paid for it. Yeah.
When I saw her tweet, I was angry. I didn't even think of that, bro.
Because she was dumb. Yeah.
I would have been a YouTube fan about all sorts, bro. Yeah. I don't give a shit if you're not a bad.
All she
do you want to see whiskey or not?
But all I'm hoping is, yeah, because obviously, like, I'm just hoping that the people who are doing the festival have sorted out their accommodation. Because you'd be surprised people wait last minute to do certain things.
You're moving mad.
What are you saying, man? Sleeping in a whip over there.
I'm saying, you remember, you just put the tickets out. You haven't saw that you're on shit yet. Nah, when it comes to time.
No, of course they would have. Because remember, in terms of
your. Don't be too sure.
I didn't say they haven't. I just said, I hope they have.
Because, for example, if you do an event and you're, for example, you're using a hotel, they're selling rooms. You're going to have a room for yourself in that hotel. You have to.
But they're not selling rooms.
They're only selling tickets.
They're selling tickets.
Oh, they're not selling packages?
No, they're selling tickets. You saw your own self.
Stage.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, soon. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. So it's one of them ones where like, you get there.
Man was asleep in a young Avis. Man was ready to car.
Man,
your back.
Man, I sleep in a Spain and get flights in the morning to get to her own festival, you know?
Yeah, no, but if you see the Hulu one and Billy, the corners he was cutting and so many things, bro.
Can we access Hulu from here?
I'll send you a link to it.
I think you just got a link. Because remember, bare people messaging me like, so what? Is this what Fresh Island is? I'm like, no. Fresh Island's on their 6th year. Like,
Fresh Island's been running for time.
Yeah, they've been running for time. Like, they've cleared all of this stuff out. But
and
don't
they're
get
not
me
trying
wrong.
To do not things, $200 million.
Things still go wrong.
Are you with another... Aren't Fader doing another festival?
We're doing Belgium as well.
Did
Fresh Island do accommodation and stuff as well?
They used to. That's why they're not now.
That's where Fire fell down. Fire was just
the premise of it initially was
you're going on a private jet.
They were like, we bought a desert island. Like the way they bought it.
Imagine you spend five racks here, you're thinking, private jet, PJ, get to the airport. You're seeing one easy jet. Nah,
you know what I mean? Easy jet with a stick on it.
You know when the plane is moving and the paint is still wet.
Big man thing.
Where I would have got a red flag, but I'm already there, is the school bus picking man up.
That's too late, Taser. You know what I mean?
Taser would have gone still.
Nah,
I went to the airport and I saw this private jet.
Taser would have been in the bus at the front holding onto the hand.
You're forgetting that. These guys spent P in advance.
They spent like biggest racks.
The biggest jinnels, was the wristband.
More than that, bro.
Remember,
that's when you know we need more money.
Yeah, the wristband.
Remember the wristband?
And there's no Wi-Fi on the island.
So you have to load your money before.
How's
the wristband going to
work? That'd be $12. Man, try to do this. Sorry, man. No, we see
it's actually mad that he jinnels them and finesse them like that because you have to pay up.
You can't do that in UK because. Listen, they'll say, no, you have your hello at Fire Festival, like, nothing much, just got your mum here. So let me know when you've got a right. Bro, man, we'll yak your mum, you know.
Yeah, but the thing is, your family members will be finished.
That's why. You think
your mum could be going Lidl?
In the documentary, where he came out and he stood on the table and he started answering people's questions. I was like, I said to Matthews, imagine that was me and you. Or it was Lux and it was you lot. And something's gone wrong and you lot are coming out to talk to them. Yes, what's wrong?
Someone with a bastard.
You're getting rushed.
You know how I knew.
Holding the
money that people were paying
was a certain demographic.
Even in the documentary, they're asking him, so, you know what I mean? You've brought the Hulu one because he's in it.
Yeah,
ask him questions. So they're like, cool. So you've got all of these people here. People are sleeping in tents and like that. He's like, we spend $200,000 on accommodation, on houses and stuff like that. And someone lost the box with the keys. And he was like, hold on. So you paid for 200 racks worth of apartments, houses, and someone's lost a box of keys. You know, the Donnie's looking at him like, you think we're dickheads?
Yeah.
Like, man just said, Marvin, like, yeah, we're 200,000 worth of houses, someone lost a box of keys. So that's why people slept in it. So they were like, so why didn't you tell them?
Them yous are better than me, you know, because that day, the violence was good.
And that's why you can't bring people from over here. And think about it. It's the demographic. Think about it. The demographic they sold, you know, the tickets to.
On the Isle of Wright, we were riot, fam.
They had tickets. They had tickets like 25 bags and madness like that.
Because they're rich kids, isn't it? So
exactly.
None
of us paying 25 bags to go and see Drake.
Man would have got fists up differently.
Definitely.
You stand on the table, they listen, everyone.
There was no fight.
In the Hulu one.
Boom.
In the hoodie one.
People, if the hoodie one table, bro.
In the I will one, never sleep in a tent, bro.
You might not give you stress if you don't refund them the £8 ticket. They're ready to fight you.
You know they got. You know they ain't got.
People emailing shops.
There is no refund because he's booking somewhere else.
People emailing shops.
They are sending 500 word emails to shops over £8.
Took a screenshot of his Uber. Yeah, the time that he arrived at the venue to say, listen, I got to the venue at 11:57. Yeah. I need my refund because I didn't get in. Me and Matthew were like, so because you got to the venue at 11:57, does that mean you joined the queue straight away? Does that mean you queue? Like, are you all right? You're not getting no refund, bro. Shut up, man. What do you mean?
Is he still all right?
Bro, that's what man said to Shubs. And Shubs are emailing us like, yo, like.
Yeah, no, but Shubs have to just.
No, no, I'm saying that was his proof. And I'm like, but what does that mean? You got Uber to the venue.
No, but anyone that wants a refund, Shubs will always send it to you to say, this is a refund.
No. I'm not blaming Shubs. I'm saying this was what he sent to support his argument. But I'm like, cool. I've gotten outside of a venue.
What's the ticket?
You can't do that. I've had this conversation with Keith before.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not. I've got
£8. But you'd be surprised how much £8. No, I know he's going to do that. But I said this to Keith before. Some people, £8 a lot. £8
no,
an hour shit.
No. But if £8 is a lot, yeah, then don't you shouldn't be raving.
No, you can rave.
What
no,
do you mean? You have more important things to worry about.
What type of rave is that? The drink is off. Yeah. I've been to Lux, yeah. Is there, can you get a alcohol beverage for £8?
What are you not talking about? So because because my job here pays me £8 an hour, I can't go raving.
No, you can. What type of raving experience are you coming to have?
One girl phoned me, goes, oh no, I was at your event the other day. I said, where? She goes, Lux. The drinks are expensive there, isn't it? I was like, what do you mean?
Stay calm with the story, bro. Stay calm with the story, bro. Stay calm. Talk about OSS, bro. Stay calm. Man, bringing the energy to Lux.
No,
in the fucking. How much are the drinks? Taser said on the podcast. Stay calm. I'm bleeping this out anyway,
bro. How much are drinks at Lux?
Tenner.
But that's a double.
That is lying.
That's lying.
It's her argument. She goes, a tenner's expensive because Lux is in Peckham.
Old Kent Road.
I said,
tell
what?
Her first and foremost, she goes, Old Kent Road, not Peckham. It's not in Peckham.
She goes, when I go Mayfair, I expect and a mixer. To be
yeah.
a certain price. But Lux, it's in Peckham.
Why are you going to Lux then?
There's not even that. I was like, what does that mean? If you go Nando's in Mayfair and Nando's in Peckham, is the chicken price different? Like, I don't get it.
Where in Mayfair you getting a drink, a double for a tenner?
That's what Bob said.
I went to Mayfair.
I went Central.
I said to Taser, this girl is chatting wass. Libertine.
WHAWS.
A drink for £10 in Libertine.
There was one time. One time I went Heron. I went Heron Tower, even in Liverpool Street, and I must have gone.
Sorry.
I was like,
remember your
birthday? I said, sorry, yo, let me get 5 shots of tequila.
Oh, sorry, 5 shots.
Listen, I went there. They brought the drinks out. I already started backing 2 of them.
Because you know they bring you the bill out.
£20 a shot.
No. Where you got Harry Tiles or Draw?
Let's say reverse the thing, please. Reverse the thing.
You know, but if I could throw it back up, I would have.
The first time I went, I was like, okay, cool. My original one cocktails, got 2 cocktails. When you put up the machine, yeah.
The £18 each, bro. It's bad. What?
2 drinks for £38 something.
Forget it.
Bro.
I'm complaining about £10.
If it wasn't your birthday that time, yeah.
Bro, this guy wanted to be
I'll get this, bro. When they brought me the little thingy, you know, they bring you the ticket. I was looking at him like, if it wasn't you, yeah, I would have kept it stepping.
But you know what, girls?
When I looked at their receipt, I was like,
girls,
no,
though. Because I went Bloomsbury Lanes with one girl, yeah, bowling, yeah. And then I was like, okay, for each round, we got to take turns buying shots, isn't it? Cool. So when she got to the bar, she ordered tequila.
You got Patron in it.
Jose Cuervo, whatever my man's name is.
Patron, bro.
That's Jose Mourinho, yeah.
That's my round, yeah. She ordered the drinks, but I had to pay. She ordered Patron.
Oh yeah, different.
I said, why am I paying £45 for two?
Today we're gonna start a dialogue, yeah. Why do babes want us to take them to places they will never go to their brethren's? Because when it's the brethren's, I'm seeing Nando's, I'm seeing Zizi's. But when it's Mandem, now it's Gaucho, now it's Hakasan, now it's
Let's take the conversation even further, Marvin. Why is it that, you know what, when girls are traveling on their own, yeah, she can get home by herself on the bus at 4 a.m. No drama.
She's hitchhiking.
She's hitchhiking.
She's on the cutter. When she's leaving your house now at 4 a.m, all of a sudden
she's in Lux.
All of a sudden the streets ain't safe no more.
You're like, but I live in King's Cross. What's going on?
But I've seen you on Snap, you know what I mean? In the Himalayas. If
doing 10 toes.
By yourself.
I'm seeing monkeys in the car.
No, the thing about some girls, for example, they'll go FTK or Tarnish or all these places.
Only for their birthday.
That's what I'm saying, but they'll go for like a birthday or something, but it's not a regular.
Not on a cheeky Thursday.
But don't be looking at me like this. And the thing is, I said,
don't look at me
like I owe you anything. Don't look at me. So even like the video where a girl's saying, oh, if you got like any kind of debt or credit card debt or overdraft, you shouldn't be dating, innit?
Mm.
So I'm like, this is very problematic because
a lot of girls live in that grey area.
Not even a lot of girls. Every majority of people live from paycheck to paycheck, yeah? So what you're trying to say is because you haven't got money, you shouldn't date. But in poorer countries, how are people getting together?
They find love.
There ain't no money over there.
Listen,
certain people's parents are living paycheck to paycheck and they're like,
and American culture is not going to... Listen, babes. That city girl culture is not going to run here, cuz. It's too late. This is Brexit, baby.
We're not even trying to do bougie.
Nah, cuz. No, it's not going to run here. You think they're going to pay for everything? Nah,
told you, I'm not capped, bro. I didn't get no 50 million payout.
But the thing is, what girls understand is there are two things. Like, being sexy is not a currency, innit? Like, it's very nice, but because girls say to you, I need a man on my level. What? Because you're buff. What level is this? That man ain't buff too.
And this is another conversation that we had.
No, it's true, because if I rate muscles and you rate your souls, it's a stalemate.
Chicks were talking about guys that were sending them money.
I said, no.
It's a stalemate. Drake could beat more in the car when they put the seatbelt on. We're trying to do each other, bruv. Like, what?
Where chicks were talking about, you know what I mean, guys sending the money and screenshots of guys sending the money. I sent, show us his picture. You know what I mean? Show us this guy that's sending, because you ain't no saucy dude that's out there sending random chicks two bills. Money, yeah. Show us his picture! Show us the picture!
I even tweeted today, yeah. Twitter will make you seem as if guys and girls don't get along. And what's annoying, yeah, is we can't brag. We can't be on the timeline talking about we link this one or we can't do that. We got to pretend as if we're butters on the timeline. Kind of.
I say calm.
No. I'm just saying because that thing.
No, like, no, you mean you got to hide and play side.
Yeah, Taser's humble on the timeline.
We got to play
Taser.
He doesn't have DP up.
Man's posting.
Because the moment they start talking about.
Oh no, that's a quick one though. That was a quick one.
Taser all the time, bro.
I'm hiding him.
I know your game. Don't look at me like I owe you anything.
Taser is on holiday. Smoking cigars underwater, bro.
But I need to know what camera you've been using, because that water is so
crispy. Smoking cigars underwater, bro.
No. Water is so crispy. That comes out so brown.
To be fair to Taser, on Twitter, this is what he does. He'll have no DP. He'll tweet a couple memes, and every now and then he'll just the quick one.
See, Taser, don't give a damn about Twitter.
Go on Instagram. Taser's done progress pick every 2 weeks. Every two weeks. I've seen a progress pic from Taser back in the day.
I told you, man. Taser is topless and barking every day. You know what I mean?
Them man's heating bill
must be a mad thing.
My man's topless just off the A13, you know?
Hold on.
That's the Becton exit.
No, I know what Taser said. You got to hide in plain sight as a guy. You can't be yo. I was telling my brother the other day. Yeah, I was like, listen, you lot say you want honesty. Yeah, if every man in this world was honest for 1 week, the economy would collapse. You lot won't be able to handle it, because imagine every guy's like, yeah,
bro. The guys are honest and arrogant. I can't lie to you.
All the girls on my roster, you're probably about 13th, but because it's Wednesday, you're free. But if you don't beat, it's cool, because
you can't say that to a girl.
But all she's getting is, hey babe, what are you doing? She's getting gas. Okay,
this
cool.
This is what I'm trying to say.
No, the girls aren't even getting gas. Listen. No, I'm mad. I'm seeing girls tweet stuff and I know it's a lie.
You are tweeting
with your chest.
That's,
and I'm like,
game, example.
No dude cares about your life. But you're tweeting about, I'm tired of guys. Tired of who? Tired of who? Of whom?
Guys do care about their lives, but it's not.
No, it's not. Yeah, the thing is, that don't count.
Tweet the picture.
That don't count, bub. That don't count. What, if I want to buy a car with three wheels? I don't want that whip.
It's true. Like you're talking about guys, man, on your case.
The car's in a wheelchair.
But they're the man that have 20 followers and following 16,000 people, bruv.
When they repost on the timeline and be like, oh, look what's happening in my DMs. There's usually a guy that no one cares about.
And they crop people personally.
Yeah,
they
crop out.
People see that. I think, right, she's getting action. Some guys. Me? Ray Charles.
Do not care.
Because when we're in the playing field, when we're in the jungle, you're nowhere to be seen. Where's your gun?
With a chick directed in one of his tracks, right?
Yeah.
She got caught out because she was posting. Basically, she was talking about the dude bought her some shoes or whatever, and she's posting up. And another girl was like, nah. These are pictures from some other girl's page. So what these girls do is they want to show that guys are out there dropping money on them. So that guys that then approach them feel like
I love the jungle.
Get out of here, babe.
This is why I say I love the jungle. For example,
do you remember the one that did it?
Hey, listen, when you go when you go raving, for example, you have a table. Mm-hmm. There's only quality babes going behind that rope. Some girls
know what time it is when they're not behind that rope, bro.
I can't lie,
They don't, man.
They come over and say hi quickly.
Yeah, and it's time.
Somebody tweeted, like, would you let a dead girl on your table?
No, and then they
finish me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, because it's true, though. You didn't spend all that pee to not enjoy yourself. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, facts.
No. But my thing is, it's not even to enjoy myself. If I go, Marv, you think to yourself, there's a reason you go into a club and want to spend 10 bags. You know what I mean? It's not like you went out there, spoke to one, two chicks, bought two free drinks, boom. You had, you know what I mean, different intentions. If I hit a club and I spend minimum of 10 racks on my table, I'm talking about 10, 20, 30, because I've seen my them drop six figures on a table, bro. 10 out of 10 out of 10s. You know what I mean? If I go and I tell the club manager, do not let any dead things in here, don't let no dead things in here. If I'm spending six figures, discrimination will happen in its purest form that day.
Hansel and Gretel can't come to my table.
100%.
Wicked Witch of the West.
Bro, I'm telling security, bro.
Remember that time we were in LA, yeah?
Listen, have you been raving in LA?
Nah.
So we just have Hooters, yeah. So we're coming to dance, yeah. So a car pulls up and there's girls in it. So these man, I looked at the car, I saw the girls, I kept on walking in it.
No.
These man,
no, because I'll get mad.
It
sticks to that picture.
You never did ha ha hee hee. Me, I don't have time in it. I saw them. I do not have time. So I kept on walking, yeah. But obviously these girls, they were not of the required standard in it. So cool, we're in the queue now, and we see all the girls pull up here, and I've never seen so many tens in my life. I thought it was a Twilight Zone. Obviously, we have our table, and obviously, there was bare nice girls on our table. These girls were looking at us from the rafters like, we should now summon them in.
They hand-selected the girls, because when we're in, we're waiting outside the queue to go in with our promoter. He's like, yeah, your table's getting ready, blah, blah, blah. So they've now opened the rope and pointed at some girls and gone, you, go in with these guys. So we've gone in, baddies galore, cuz it was fantastic.
And then them choice were looking from us, just like, yo, like, aren't you gonna bring outside. Man in? I was like,
can we come in with you? Can
in
we come
the
in
jungle
with you?
Is peak.
You remember
peak
that's how them pages like
the game's a game.
Yeah,
I don't make the rules,
but only in the jungle. Like, only come alert, out of it. Yeah, cool.
When you see Baller Alert now, yeah, it's a gossip site. But you remember how Baller Alert came out? So they used to give girls notification of where the guys with peas are hanging out tonight.
Oh,
so it's literally that's Baller Alert. Yeah, it's like Marvin is at, you know what I mean, Mayfair tonight. You know what I mean? So Marvin's support to Mayfair. Bad chicks just roll up to the place because, you know what I mean, everyone's looking there. But because you have the peace, you can, you know what I mean, you send your people over there.
Oceana.
I just started selling bullets on fake news, man.
That was the whole premise of that website, to let women know where the ballers are.
Do you know the funny thing is, I feel like the society we live in now, girls care more about taking pictures for the gram and where a guy takes them as opposed to the actual date.
Bro, man, they don't even care if you spend 100% the peas on them, as long as they can take pictures in their environment.
If you're dating someone, it's supposed to be getting to know somebody.
Friday night, it's all I'm seeing. It's just a bird's eye view of one cocktail.
Yeah, that's what they care about.
Even Valentine's Day. Why is it that every single Valentine's Day gift has to be taken? The way they lay it out on the bed to make sure you can see all the designer bags, or you can see whatever. It's only because they want people to see, oh, right, this is the level.
That's why girls are getting ginnels. Because man will take you where you want to go to, nice restaurant, man whacks bum and disappears.
Yeah, but you're saying, you stole that money from your grandma,
where is he? Because you didn't look at...
Some girls know that's the game.
But the red flags were there. But because of the whole, the stars were in your eyes and you said, right, let me take this thing.
Yeah, because a girl tweeted the other day that, a guy that invites you to your house just wants to be... I was like, listen, spoiler alert, babes.
Everybody
wants a beat, bruv. Like, the one that's willing to take on a date just thinks he's playing a long game, bruv.
He's not even a long game. It's a better chance of, you know what I mean, success if I invite you out. Because you start to think it's something else. You know what I mean? Man, sat there.
Certain man play like Pep. Certain man want to play possession football. Certain man want to go straight to goal,
Wimbledon. Crazy gang.
That's the Netflix control. Yo, dog, what you saying? You want to come over? That's Wimbledon. Certain man want to play from the back.
Yeah, but them man beat Liverpool in the 89 final, though.
Yeah, true. Certain times, that Route 1 tactic.
Best
working
them man in goal.
People got to play to their strengths.
Yeah, true.
Apart from that, some people, the value of money is not the same to everyone. A certain man, fam, he's taking you out to Shard, whatever. He spent three bills or any water. couple bits and pieces to him that's changed because the money he stole from probably your grandma. So when he gives it back to you, yeah, by that way, he's just got in a circle with it. He don't care.
Yes.
And yet he's smashed and you thought, oh yeah, he cares about me because he spent all this pee. Fam,
no, but also,
whereas the guy that's brought you to his yard, yeah, fam, he's had to go and buy a new bed sheet. Do you know how much? Man ain't eating for 2 weeks.
Bro, ain't a nigga clean up, bro. Ain't a nigga clean up. And don't clean. There's no nigga that cleans up as much as the nigga that's expecting some pussy, bro.
Yeah.
That's that. You know that clean up, that tidy up.
Imagine a wet wipe because of the bed, you know? On the wooden floor. Imagine using a wet wipe.
Man,
I'm not even
paying. You know what's a cleaner, bro? You put on. You know what you put on the white gloves?
Candles.
Fam.
Them air freshener things that you plug in because they're smelling mad fragrant.
That smell is sweet.
FYI, my yard smells like that on a regular end. You know what I mean? That's for a dad at me. My yard's like that every day, nigga. You know when I was listening, I was like, this nigga was at my house the other day describing myself.
You know what I feel? I was talking to someone the other day, yeah, and we were talking about girls and guys, and we were saying the difference with girls and guys is an ugly guy knows he's ugly and plays to his strengths.
Yeah.
Of course.
An ugly girl
has bad conversations with her friends that tell her bullshit.
Doesn't know she's ugly. Because all her bridges gas her and she shoots for the stars. Stay calm.
She doesn't.
Mom, look at this, mom.
I thought that was a hunk. Well done. But when you hear the message, isn't that not realization for her, no?
No. Because she thinks,
oh, yeah,
you
seen it. That's my man one time.
Girls and we get air,
no,
bro.
But the thing is, if you forget, we get
man
air.
Man called
her
sir, you know.
I've DM'd a girl before and got air. It's fine, it's part of the game.
Man called her girl sir.
But I don't look at it like I'm dead. I look at it like, all right, cool.
We look at it differently. That's
what girls would be like,
if I shoot my shot for this girl, it's not about...
Why didn't he respond?
It's not about because I saw your response. I thought I meant to reply, but your response was perfect. If I move to a girl now and she airs me, I'm not thinking it's me. It's the wrong time. That's all I'm thinking. Maybe I didn't show enough drip.
Bro, not even that.
It's just not me.
I told you about that situation.
Listen, Steph Curry shooting 50% on the field, bro. He's about shooting a lot, 50%
at the time.
Yeah,
it's a good ratio.
That's what I'm saying.
Certain girls
are scoring 50% at a time. No, but what I'm saying is
one in two, bro.
That's one in two. He's nice, bro. You might move to a ting now and she pies you, but it's not because of you. She might be linking someone else at the time.
It can't be because of me.
You know what I'm saying?
Is it impossible?
It can't be because of me. Get me, Kat.
There's so many other variables.
You're obviously struggling with something in life at this time. That's why.
But I think what you're saying about shooting for stars here is because, you know, certain times when girls say, oh, no guy likes me. Obviously, no guy's moving to me. Usually there's some, like, law of averages, like everybody gets moved to, innit? So they're probably thinking the standard of brothers ain't my standard. But I'm thinking if you look at the data for the last 6 years and the standard's consistent, maybe, potentially... Possibly.
Yeah, it's true.
Might be.
It's true though.
But the thing about
guys though, we can look at a pifting and think to convert this is going to be much.
It's a bit of a sticky one.
I need to bring the car around the front.
Yeah.
Jumping the whip and you come around, or you say to her, listen, you got, oh, you want the time? The time is, you got to try and woo her, the peacock thing. You got to put the feathers up. Where girls will come with the same face.
Right. Because that's what I'm saying. Like, when I looked on, I used to look at, when you go on social media and you look at, you know what I mean, when they put out the list of, you know what I mean, the criteria and stuff like that, I used to sit there and I was like, I don't fit a lot of this. And then I'd go and look at the CV and they're like,
CV's
waving. That's what it was. But no,
I've always thought guys, yeah, is different. The like, there's so many things that, because women are less superficial than us. We're like, if you ain't looking flames, yeah, sorry, no, Barrett.
You say that, but it's not, because when them girls go to Chocolate City, they lose their minds. When they see the brothers with muscles, they're grabbing like it's a handlebar.
In comparison to us,
a lot of girls haven't had to speech people to get what they want.
Yeah.
They're being approached all the time.
They negotiate.
When I was younger, my talking game had to be improved.
And also, you're forgetting as well, I'm not in a rude way, but like men, we have more of a package. And that sounds weird. Whereas, like, we got to come with either, like, style or banter.
That's what I mean,
or
though.
Something. Whereas with girls, it's like,
just
for
pretty
us, be pretty,
default.
That's
fine.
Exactly what I'm saying.
Or be able to dress, and that's
with,
fine.
With guys, if you can excel on two of these categories, you're clear. So, charisma,
money.
Like, a confidence kind of charisma. Money, charisma, aesthetics, or being funny.
or just dress sense. If you get excel in two,
some people have all five, you know.
If you excel,
the tri-course.
Like obviously, if you can excel in one, like if you got P, yeah, you can access a certain amount of the market.
Yeah,
if you've got P and looks, you can. But if you've got like three or four, then you're like Sonic, just running through.
If
just
I tell people, if you have an insane amount of P, bro, you won't even need to talk to women yourself.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If you excel, you know how wavy that is? If you excel in one category, so let's say you're extremely good looking, you're gonna clear up. If you're extremely funny, you can clear up. If you got mad P, that's if you got two or three,
even think about it. Is that Thanos? Think about it. I use an analogy where you look at where you man work in the city and stuff like that, yeah? You find the people that make the most money or them people that found, you know what I mean? Not them specialists where man has that one thing that he does at the office, you know what I mean?
And no one is going to see them.
You know what I'm saying? You don't see him, that's what he does, and he's on eight figures a year.
But another thing that I've noticed, yeah, that we can't really exaggerate on the timeline or on socials, yeah, is the caliber of women we're actually getting.
Because we don't show it.
But if we did, we're arrogant. But if women, if other women knew, for example, the ones that in the DMs going in pie, if they knew, listen, babes, the CV's mad. You can't be DMing all this rubbish.
One time I showed one of my veterans, yeah, I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to show you some of the girls my guys.
That's a trap.
Yeah.
Never do it.
No.
Okay. Or she's just a bridger.
Bridger, like legit bridger, not like bridger.
Oh, you showed a girl?
Yeah. So I was like, okay, this is some of the shorties that the man, she's like, I didn't even know girls like this existed in the UK. I was like, this is why girls need to. Ronaldo says, karma.
I dinner with my bridging, yeah, and she was basically with my bridging, so she was going through my DMs and like, she goes, like, do all these girls you talk to, yeah? Like, do you know them? Like, yeah.
What if you just talking to random people?
Because they think that these girls legit think we're on IG just talking to these American girls and coming back onto the UK timeline thinking this is our standard. No, these girls are here. These girls are here. Man's linking them on a low. Like, you don't need to see them out and out. Some girls are like literally think no one's linking no one.
If you go on them girls' Instagrams that are nice, yeah, and you see the girls in the comments, sometimes I laugh. I'm thinking, you know levels. Because them girls will be like, oh my God, absolutely stunning.
You know what this reminds me of, Marvin?
She's nice.
When Marvin, you remember the thing when someone said,
you know how to catch a girl out, yeah, like, when she's jazzing about another girl. Will you swap positions with her? The way girls are like, oh yeah, she's so nice. I was like, would you swap bodies with her? Yes or no? Would you swap faces with her? Yes or no? Oh, all right, cool.
Until one of them, their man cheats with them. And then you'll be like, she's ugly.
Or there's a problem.
That's how I know. Some of the times when it's women squeak, it's just, you're coming from nowhere.
Let them be a problem between one of them, and you'll see how suddenly the truth comes out, bro.
I've realized, yeah, like, I don't know why. It seems like there's a lot higher competition between ladies than us.
Yeah,
like,
it's mad.
We're even colluding, trying to help the man them, like, yeah, okay, cool. This is the gist.
No, but with the ladies, the quality of guys that the ladies want. There's not that many of those guys. So with us, you know what I mean? Both things is one of those and things.
But no, I don't think that. I think we hunt and they don't hunt.
And so we do hunt.
I believe that the dating pool for women is small.
Yeah, no, maybe.
A lot of the time, but we could, same in London, dudes. We probably all know each other. Like, you can phone someone, you know someone, mm-hmm.
The dating pool is not small. I feel like the guys...
The
guys they want know they wanted and... You can't tame man.
Because man never been in the field since age 12, man them know I've got my Oyster card can only go 1 to 2. My Oyster card don't go to 1 to 6. Whereas all the girls want to go to zone 6. Not all of you got an Oyster card, you get me? So man know, all right, cool. This baby,
and I'm not gonna buy for a fun. Yeah, you're right in saying that the guys they want, you know what I mean, know it. It's like,
because
our friend, you know the one I was telling you about who's peeing on chicks? He's pissing on chicks.
Don't say that.
Don't just throw
it out there.
I don't know this brother.
You do.
I do, but I haven't heard about it.
No. When I tell you, when I explain the story, you get why I had to throw that in there. He peeing on chicks, yeah? That wouldn't answer most man's DMs. I'm talking about chicks that wouldn't even lips most man. You know, chicks that wouldn't even spit on you if you were on fire. He peeing on them. So when I say this, you know when sometimes when people tell you, nah, chick, this chick's not on this and that, she ain't on that for you.
Wow.
I see her doing mad thing.
That's what's funny
when
about
I say
girls,
the chick, the things, like, the things chicks are willing to do for him, bro.
Mad rated from other girls, she's fire until she becomes into the market. So let's say there's like a girl that, okay,
cool. That the guy they like wants him.
Yeah, because let's say there's a girl, she's seen on Insta, oh, she's proper nice, and she's from the UK. The moment random start interacting with her or start gassing her up, but she becomes acceptable, that's when she ain't all that, or her body's done.
She's nice, but I don't see the fuss.
Yeah,
like, because
what's the hype about her?
Because people say that about girls in the UK. They don't really say about girls in America. They'll gas them to the heavens because they're not in the same economy to be competing with them. You see what I'm saying? But as soon as Shorty's local, then there's some sort of deficiency to her. Do you get me?
Yeah.
And that's why, how many times have you seen like a girl that's bang average, get like 1,000 likes? Bang average, cuz I'm talking down the middle, fam.
Well, I even said it to one girl the other day. I said, listen, sometimes you got to know how to play the game. And she was like, what do you mean? And I was honest with her. I said, This is like Marv's birthday, yeah? I said, the reason I'm talking to you now is because...
Oh, of course.
I said to her, the reason I'm talking to you now...
Of course, they're not saying no.
There's a girl... There's a girl,
not saying no.
There's a girl that's looking at me right now, and I know this conversation is going to make her jealous. She's like, what are you talking about? Girls ain't like that. I said, listen, just fake laugh right now. She said, what are you talking about? I said, just fake laugh right now. Like I whispered something in your ear, you're going to laugh. She started laughing, cool. By the time I went over to the other side, the girl was fuming. I said, yep, it worked. I knew exactly what I was doing.
Taylor got time for games, you know.
No, because you're on the table.
If the girls,
Taylor's an evil bastard, man, you know.
If the girls here and the other one over there is wavy, I'll see you later. Let me cut this combo short. If you're waving, she's not. We talk as long as you want.
No.
That's it. That's what I'm battering with. That's it. That's it, bruv. Like, who I care about more is who will determine the conversation. If I care about the girl over there
he's
more,
to your table.
Huh?
He's coming to your table, though.
What do you mean?
He's coming to your table.
I don't understand.
No, I'm saying, let's say there's a girl.
Yeah.
This is just a whole, this is nothing
to do. So supposedly at my birthday, I was all over some dark skin thing on my table.
Nah, that's gas.
Someone told me,
I heard at your birthday, you were all over some dark skin thing.
Number one,
what dark skin thing was there? I'm not saying there weren't dark skin things in the rave, but by my table. And, bruv, you might know me. I will never do, what's it, PSA, PDA, whatever the fuck it is.
Guarantee you spoke to this guy PBI.
Hug their words.
You gave us a school hug.
That was all over a girl. Like,
bruv, girls exaggerate stuff all the time.
In my head, I was thinking, what's her lips in there?
Nah, you was calm, bruv.
You
wouldn't even know it was his birthday.
I see you're little fans. Everything's little. Whenever I'm little,
I hate when girls say
you're so popular.
You and your little podcast and your little fans. Okay, man, my little. Okay, thank you.
These little fans will swing your job.
Maybe little shit.
These little fans got fat ass, man.
You start your pod. Start your pod, babes.
But at the end of the day, I'm still not going to choose the arrogant way. I'm still going to be hiding in the shadows, just to live life. Like one time, I was messaging you the thing. I showed you the girl that I was talking to from overseas.
No.
She came, bruv. When I went raving with her. The girls in the rave, head was hot. Instantly, as soon as I walked in with her, she's my girlfriend. No, but I've walked in the rave with you before and that assumption wasn't made. All of a sudden, because she's attractive, she's my girlfriend. No, I'm just going out with a friend. But why is she your friend?
What? Why wouldn't she be my friend?
But anytime I talk to a girl
that's attractive, all of a sudden you're moving to her.
Anytime I talk to a girl, I must be linking. Even at Lux, if I talk to her, like, walk past a girl, I talk to her.
It's like we can't function, you know.
I see dudes, stay calm, man.
No. When guys do that, that's just despicable, bruv.
When guys do it because they're kind of like, it's like they're trying to shoot you in your foot.
No, some of them are, it's not like they're doing it bait in front of the girl, but it's just like...
No, but some of them do bait in the girl's face. What, is this you, yeah?
Certain men think they're not being bait, but you know when the man's giving you the look, and the chick's looking at you like... Shaky. You know one of those ones where...
Like, do you know this guy?
You know when a man's signaling to you, and you're looking at him like, I have no idea what you're on about. You know what I mean?
Man's out here doing gang signs to you, like, big man, relax, guy.
Because the chick's going to turn around and look at you, Marvin, like, what's he signaling about? What was them signals about? You know, now you look like some twat.
The worst one is when the man comes and goes, Marv, you again? You're like, brother.
What do you mean again?
What do you mean again?
Do you mean my Eckhart or do you mean my Gemma and Marv, you got all the girls, cuz.
And the girl's standing like, all the girls, yeah?
We got a round up.
All right. Man says you've got all the girls, cuz.
But I feel like with certain girls, like, you just... It's hard to say to a girl, stop shooting for the stars, because obviously live your movie. But
that's what I said, let
them shoot. Yeah,
I tell people with self-awareness. Do you know why self-awareness is important? I tell people self-awareness is important because no one's telling you not to move to people you want to move to. If you know where you sit exactly in life, one, it lowers the chances of you being finessed. That's one. You know what I mean? People can never make me certain offers because I'm like, nah. You know what I mean? First and foremost, it ain't worth that. So you're trying to finesse me. And two, you know how to approach certain situations. Just like you said, with certain guys, they know how to approach situations because they know I'm lacking here, so I need to improve here. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
And also girls' entitlement as well. Like when they move to you, you kind of turn them down. They don't understand. They're like, what? You're turning me down? Yes, I am. But
is it not be by force?
But the thing is, because the girls, because they don't move to guys, when they do, they feel like, because I've come out of my comfort zone, you must have it.
Yeah, nah, what could the real world be?
Whereas, I moved to girls and I've had some shitty results. some terrible away days, you know? You
know the worst, away from home, lost 4-0.
We're silent on the coach, no talking. Manager jobs on the land.
Have you ever had like a pivoting move to you? You're like, Rod, are you sure?
Yeah, you get rattled sometimes. You're like,
no, I can't lie. I do better investigating. No. For me, and I'll
but
show
one
you.
One time, I waved to move, man. I said, no, you catfish,
fam.
I said, no, you must be. This is this world. This girl from Jupiter. I said, listen, do you know what? Do me a favor, send me a couple of pictures, that's so I know.
Jason, these two chicks, they moved to me, yeah.
Oh yeah.
On the same, I think it was either the same day or a day apart, and you know, like I was like, nah. You know, when you're sitting there, but at the time it was like. You know, and you're like, pums comes, but I was like, it don't come like this easy. And bro, for a while,
that's Amazon Prime, you
bro,
know.
It wasn't until man got to the crib, but it was whatever that you think, raw. But at the time, you know, you're sitting there thinking, what do you mean he got to the crib?
The setup in the yard's mad.
What do you mean, my man?
When you get there, you start to understand why that happened in the way.
What happened?
Even I've been to the crib. It's mad. It's mad over there.
It's mad over there. But he'll tell you it's just mad. But before that,
that's the beauty thing, though. Sometimes when you see a beautiful girl, like everything in your head falls into place. This girl must have everything together. You get to her yard,
and now when you get there,
the bed looking like a valley, bro.
Tony Hawk skateboard. I'm about to do an ollie in a 360 grind, bro.
Hella mildew in the bathroom.
Bro, one time, mildew on her covers, bro.
Huh?
She had mildew on, you know, like damp on her covers,
like a layer. What do you mean damp?
Heating, bro. Like it was damp. I'm like, you're not going to tell
her. Well, she's taking it out of the machine and it's not dry.
She's trying to save peas. It's cold in here now.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
That yard was a mazine. I thought it was a construction site.
Bro. Let's just say, when we saw that, we were like, wow.
Bro,
if you saw the crib, yeah?
Where was it?
You can't see floor. You can't see
floor.
You can't see floor.
As in, there's no floor.
Everything, like, you know when you walked in and everything.
On the floor. There's just the mattress on the floor.
Everything,
planks of wood, bin bag.
What, is she nice?
Yeah.
Bro.
Body's crazy. And I was like, someone is eating pumps, yeah? That sleeps there.
On Twitter talking,
someone is eating the pumps that sleeps there.
The saddest thing is, I would have gone to that crib and just overlooked for that
day.
For that day.
I've come for a mission.
Marvin,
yeah, that's true.
When Captain Ray goes
for a mission, he was not overlooking.
No, but there is no way you could give
me.
You're overlooking. Where in the bedroom?
There was nowhere to Pam.
That's it, be creative.
Well, when Captain America goes for a mission, man does a mission. When he comes back to S.H.I.E.L.D., he'll talk to Nick Fury and say, "Right, I'm happy about it." But man has to complete the mission, bro. Man has to throw the S.H.I.E.L.D.
That bedroom was Thanos, cuz. There was no winning that mission.
No,
don't listen to him, because if that was him, he's doing the absolute
best. Don't mind, bro. If she buff and you get to the crib and it's looking a bit Arkham Asylum-ish, yeah, you're thinking.
I know, man, he went to a girl's house, there was no bed. There was only a deck chair.
Hold on.
I hear that. Was the room clean, though?
We have to get busy, bro.
Wait.
Was the room clean?
Wait. Remember, my man's having no
bedroom. She sleeps in the deck chair.
What? It's your director. Wait.
Don't worry about it. You tell these stories way too calmly. And
there was no bed. It wasn't me that went to the yard.
Do you remember my man when he went to lift the chicken? She didn't have bed linen.
She just had a mattress.
Yeah, no bed linen.
What do you mean she had no bed linen?
No bed linen.
Mattress on a bed.
What do you mean she had no bed linen?
No bed linen.
What do you mean?
Do you know?
What did she have instead? What was the replacement?
Do you know what? Nothing. Just mattress.
Man, and you know she just
catches. You know when it catches your hair
in the mattress.
No. Let's go to the deck chair. Like
a man told me he had to be on a deck chair. Either there was no bed or he didn't have access to the bedroom. All I know is that he pammed on a deck chair.
Alright, we're done.
That's all I know.
Yes.
I don't forget Luck Sundays on Sundays, people. Follow me on Instagram as well, Marvin Abbey. Yeah.
Man's the deck chair. You're not taking it in, bro. Man, Is he beating at a lie though, bro?
Bro, I don't know, fam. I'm just telling you what he told me.
I would have still chopped.
But yeah, faded.
It's a story, isn't it?
Refresh. Old school Sundays. Hit me up on Instagram, Taser Black. Snapchat, Taser Black without the key.
Black out.
I guess where can we get your handles?
T and Touchdowns podcast, that's T and TDs, or my actual handles, LaFatansma_.
No one ain't finding that.
On Twitter, _Nomics, on Insta, Dishonomics, Dishonomics Live Show, March 3rd, buy your tickets.
Gratata.
Adios.
We out.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.